Shopkeepers in Baghdad trying to clean up after a series of deadly attacks. The violence escalating as Sunnis and Shiites now seem to be letting no attack by the other go unanswered.
I'm Lee Cowan in Baghdad, where there were a string of attacks today, mostly in Shiite neighborhoods. The worst of the attacks was a double bombing. A bomb went off in a building as people gathered around to take care of the wounded in that attack. A suicide bomber rolled up in a car and exploded his bomb.
And seven people were killed after gunmen ambushed a bus in a Sunni neighborhood in western Baghdad. Closing arguments underway in the trial of Saddam Hussein and three co-defendants. Lawyers for the men today are boycotting. In this country, the cost of filling up is going up again.
The cost of regular has now reached, for the second time in history, $3 per gallon nationwide.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are up 11 cents a gallon the past 2 weeks. Drivers are feeling the squeeze.
We had to move in a cheaper place to live, and now we're going to be probably putting our pickup for sale and getting a smaller car.
I drive less. I can't maybe do most of the things I want to do.
And on the open water, the high price of gas is making many boaters think twice.
Dee Smith and her husband are restoring their recently purchased 36-foot yacht in its slip at North Idaho's Lake Coeur d'Alene. But even when the project is completed, it may remain parked for a long, long time.
Because I don't think we're going to be able to afford fuel for it. Actually, it was designed for ocean going, so it's twin engine, and it sucks a lot of gas.
Do they regret their purchase?
No, not at all. We've decided we now have a cabin on the lake.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
High above planet Earth, more spacewalking for Shuttle Discovery astronauts. Let's get the latest live this morning from CBS's Peter King. He's at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, Steve, Mike Fossum and Piers Sellers step out just a few minutes for a tough job replacing a huge power and data cable assembly for the International Space Station's rail car.
We feel good about it. We've practiced it a lot.
Doesn't sound glamorous. The platform holds a big robot arm, though, and they can't finish building the station without it. The spacewalk comes the morning after the crew learns its heat shield is in great shape for next week's landing back here.
We deem the TPS as 100% cleared for entry.
That is great news. That's fantastic.
Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
There's new information on the plot to bomb New York City tunnels. CBS's Howard Arenstein is live to tell us it was found on the personal computer of the suspect in custody.
On that computer, New York maps and bombing plans, Steve. Authorities in Lebanon say 31-year-old Asim Hamoud has been held there since April. He taught economics at Lebanese International University. They found those items on his office computer. Officials say he visited California once 6 years ago, apparently unrelated. Two other suspects are reportedly in custody, one a Syrian citizen who was lured to Libya where he was arrested. Steve?
In Italy, the party goes on. After Italy's dramatic win over France to take soccer's World Cup.
In one of the most popular squares in Rome, Piazza del Popolo, Italian fans embraced each other and jumped in the fountain to celebrate Italy's victory in the World Cup. The people here painted their faces in the colors of the Italian flag, green, white, and red. Italians of all ages took to the streets to celebrate a cup they had been waiting for 24 years. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Officials will be back on the scene in Douglas County this morning assessing flood damage near Deckers. The area declared a state disaster emergency by Governor Owens after water washed out Highway 67 south of Deckers late Friday and flooded homes.
We did have information that there were 5 homes damaged by flood due to the water and other debris, and that was through doing just a brief assessment.
Limited access to several homes in the West Creek area, but authorities are monitoring residents, and they could be reached during an emergency. About 40 homes were threatened at one point, but there were no injuries. Highway 67 does remain closed south of Deckers to West Creek. It's still ouch time at the gas pump. The Lundberg survey shows U.S. gas prices jumping nearly 11 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks. The national average for self-serve regular just shy of $3 a gallon.
The lowest average price was in South Carolina, Charleston, $2.70 per gallon, and the highest was Honolulu at $3.27.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're waking up to areas of fog around town. Watch out on the drive, especially if you're I-25 south towards Castle Rock or Colorado Springs, especially thick over Monument Hill. Although the sun's just starting to peak, that'll help to burn things off a bit. Just starting to see the buildup around town. The only problem, any traffic coming down from the foothills, eastbound I-70 near Floyd Hill on a rollover crash, it's in the median. Crews are blocking up that left lane. Traffic squeezed down to the right. Looking at your weather for this morning, we will continue to see that fog. It'll burn off. Sunny skies.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
You know, your first hour is always your roughest because everybody's kind of getting up, getting started and all of that. But this debate that is going on, and later on this morning, we'll talk to Ed Schultz about this with our Monday take at 8 with Ed. But this whole debate about the Ned Lamont-Lieberman thing and about the debate underway about how big the progressive tent should be and how big the boundaries should be drawn so that those of us, you know, in the Democratic Party, those of us who are on the who are progressives, you know, that we can compete in moderate or even conservative strongholds. And that's what's playing out, in Connecticut. What's playing out there is this whole battle between Lamont and Lieberman, and it all, surrounds the Iraq War. And we had the discussion last week. It was on during open phones on Friday. It came up about Ken Salazar, who at times is not the most progressive person out there, and voted for the draconian, and I mean really just a draconian, awful bankruptcy bill. Among other things, and then was a member of that, what was it, the gang of, I can't remember, 13, 11, 12, it was 13, whatever. What was that, over the Alito nomination or the Roberts? I can't remember which one this early in the morning, but, you know, and there were those of us who were unhappy about that because we didn't want to compromise, because we didn't want either one of those guys on the bench, and we thought that, the Democratic side should fight that, and there's this feeling, and I get it all the time, about, well, you know what, we got to stand for something. I mean, we have to stand for something. We have to have some values. We have to have some beliefs. And that this whole idea of Democrats crossing lines and voting with Republicans, and the whole idea of supporting progressive candidates and supporting non-progressive campaign. Not campaign, I don't want to use that term, non-progressive bills for office holders, and this whole idea about how large the tent can be. Well, how large do you make the tent before you lose your own identity? I mean, that's the question that we're looking at here. How big do you make the tent before you absolutely lose your own frickin' identity so that you don't know who you are and you don't know who and what you stand for? And one of the problems that we have on an ongoing basis is that we know what the conservatives stand for. They stand for elitism. They stand for people with money. They stand for selfishness. I mean, all of those things, you know, they are the party of big business. And if you're a Republican out there listening to me this morning, if you're listening at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, and you listen to this guy, listen to this liberal guy on the radio, you know what, then, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go, and I want you to go look at any candidate that you support, and it doesn't make any difference who that candidate is. Go look at them and look that's a member of the GOP, and go look at their campaign contributions and who gives them money. Now, I'm not saying that the Democrats don't do it, too. They do it. But I think there's a lot of us who would like to get, I'm always weary of people who say, well, most of us, or the American people believe, or, you know, because I don't know if you believe this is, I don't know if you're with me on this or you're not with me on this, as I'm extremely wound up here at 6:15 in the morning, but I'd like to see corporate influence out of politics, period. And I have a lot of trouble supporting candidates who adhere to a corporate agenda. And Joseph Lieberman has adhered to a corporate agenda. And there are other members of the Democratic Party who have adhered to a corporate agenda and have taken money from big money interests and then voted to support those big money interests in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, and or the Senate. So what do we do with these guys? Well, what do we do with them? Do we allow them? You know, do we say, okay, progressives, let's build a progressive movement in the United States? Well, this is heavy stuff to get into, isn't it? It's 6:16 in the morning, 60 minutes after 6. No wonder you've gone to Morning Edition on NPR, or you're listening to the Fuff and Flu show or something. Because I'm getting into all of this stuff here this morning. But isn't it true? I mean, if we consider ourselves, do we all consider ourselves to be progressives? This is the thing. All right, do we consider ourselves to be progressives? And if we are progressives, do we build a progressive movement? And if we're going to build a progressive movement, do we do it through the vehicle of the Democratic Party? And therefore, those people that are not progressive and are members of the Democratic Party, do we challenge them, such as Ned Lamont is doing with Joseph Lieberman, such as I advocated on Friday, that's saying, well, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing somebody a little bit more progressive come along and challenge Salazar? Or do we scream a lack of cohesion, lack of standing together, lack of locking arms and moving forward, inter-party fighting, squabbling, bad for the party, bad for the situation? Okay, so this is what I've been tossing around in my head all weekend, and I'd like to get your reaction on it. And you know what? I'm so serious about getting a reaction on this that if I don't get any kind of reaction on this between 6 and 7 this morning, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to double around and run the subject again between 8 and 9 this morning until I get some kind of response on this, because I'm really, really, and I know, I agree. I mean, it'd be better to turn on some radio station where there are a couple of people on there yucking it up and telling stupid jock jokes than to be able to get into this heavy mind-lifting business at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, and you've got to bear in mind that, you know, that I've been up since 3 o'clock, so I've been thinking about this, you know, not only this weekend, but also since 3, and a lot of you are just now hoisting yourselves up out of bed. And here's this guy on the air screaming about progressive politics, so I'll try to keep it down. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. This is an important conversation. You need to get off your half moons and get plugged into this program, and you need to do it right now. And besides, I'll just punish you with it. In other words, if you don't call now and talk about this, I'll turn right around between the 8 and 9.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
We went out and bought our bed way before I ever started advertising for Select Comfort, and this is not the first city that I've done this in, and I used to advertise for them in Chicago as well, and when they came to me in Chicago and said, hey, would you be interested in doing Select Comfort? I smiled and laughed and said, sure, because I've already got the bed. And I'll tell you, Mary and I, when we're away from home, and we don't have our Select Comfort bed, we miss it terribly. And we've stayed in some pretty nice hotels. I'm talking some five-star hotels. And you can't get the same night's sleep on a conventional bed that you can on a Select Comfort bed. You just can't do it. Now, my sleep number usually runs between 7 and 8, sometimes 9. But I adjust it depending on how I feel and depending on how my back feels. And, you know, with Select Comfort, you just can't lose. Why? Because you get a 30-night in-home trial. So you see what the bed feels like in your own home. It's much better than making, you know, trying to make a 10-minute decision in a showroom with a sales guy like leaning over you. And you know what? I'm telling you, the sleep you get with a Select Comfort bed is just absolutely, I mean, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort is just absolutely the best sleep you're ever going to get. More than 3.5 million people, including Mary and myself, get the best night's sleep on a Select Comfort bed. So visit a Select Comfort store near you today to find your Sleep Number and see how you can truly get the best sleep of your life. And start sleeping like Mary and myself, and you'll be glad you did. And you know what? When you go on vacation, you'll miss your Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza and the Flatirons Crossing.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip or two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Without a Trace is one of TV's most watched shows. Now, every weeknight at 7, 6 Central on TNT, find out why. Without a Trace, tonight starting at 7, 6 Central, only on TNT.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And it's the hour of no power here at 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Asking this question, and it's making news all over the country. There was a critical article attacking Ned Lamont and the Democratic Party by David Brooks in the New York Times yesterday about this whole Ned Lamont, Joseph Lieberman squabble. And, you know, the question here is, the central question here is, how big does the progressive tent have to be? How big does it get before we start losing our identity? And how big and how accommodating should it be? And clearly, Joseph Lieberman is no progressive. Neither is Ken Salazar. So what do you do? Do we build a movement or do we build a party? And just your feelings about this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Brighton. Jim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a Select Comfort bed. I love it.
Yeah, it's great, man. They're great beds.
Yeah, you can't beat them. Hey, my point this morning is we need to be more inclusive. We need to kind of cut Ken Salazar a break. And the reason why is people in Colorado need to remember this is a purple state. We have to have candidates that are electable.
But if you run on that theory of that we should have room in the tent for moderates, not moderates, moderates isn't the right word, that if we have room in the tent for those who are like Ken Salazar, who are not truly progressive, or those who in the tent like Joseph Lieberman, who are not truly progressive, don't you lose your identity of who you really are? Particularly if they're on important votes, like that bankruptcy bill was an important vote.
Yeah, it was, but it was going to pass anyways. You know, until we get some kind of control, until we get some power back, we need to take any candidate that's electable.
Oh, see, I don't know that I agree with that. I don't know that I agree with that. That gives me trouble. I mean, in other words, you would allow anybody in just in order to achieve. I mean, in other words, how do you go to the voters who look at such things as character, who look at such things as commitment, who look at such things as passion, who look at such things as ideas, and how do you go to them and virtually present yourself as being all over the map and not really standing for one thing? Or standing for a cohesive set of ideas. How do you do that?
I just don't think it's that extreme. I don't think that Salazar is that extreme at all. I don't think he's extreme,
but I also don't think he's very progressive. I mean, this is the guy that introduced Alberto Gonzalez, for God's sakes. One of the worst attorney generals on the face of this planet in the history of this country.
Yeah, you're right there, but I still think we need to keep him. If you put another candidate, you try to get somebody more progressive to run against him, and then we lose that seat, and then we're worse off, you know?
Then it falls in the hands of a Republican, in other words, because you have an inter-party, an inter-party struggle, right?
Exactly. Now, yeah. In the case of Lieberman, you know, the whole KISS thing, I might go with you on that one. Seems like Lamont's a good candidate.
All right, Jim, you've certainly given me food for thought, man, and I appreciate the call and hope you have a good day today.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Take care, man. All right, well, good call from Jim. Let's go to Michael in Littleton. Michael Heyer on AM 760, good morning.
Morning, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to say I think that we need a new party, a third party, a centrist party, someone who's more about being American and having American values, not being left or not being right, just, you know, not being one way or the other.
Well, I think that progressives are American, and I think their ideas are truly American. And I think there's nothing more American than looking out for the interests of the ordinary, everyday, hardworking individual like you and myself. I don't find that to be anti-American at all, and to present people with a chance for opportunity and advancement in society. I don't find that to be very anti-American at all. I find that to be very pro-American.
Well, yes, what I'm trying to say is that I don't really think that the Republican Party is looking out for the American people, and I don't really think that Democrats, like you were saying, Ken Salazar and Joe Lieberman are actually looking out for Americans. They're looking out for the corporate dollar. They're not looking out for me, who's out here working. You know, they're not looking out for my wife, who's out working, or you, or anything like that. I just think we need a party that's more geared towards the American people.
Well, why can't the Democratic Party be that party?
I think that they can. I just think that we shouldn't have people like Ken Salazar in there, or, you know, or Lieberman. People like him should not claim to be Democrats when truly they're not Democrats. They're more of like a far-right conservative Republican.
So you would be for ousting them then?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think anybody who truly stands behind the administration currently should, well, I guess I can't really say that on the air, but I don't really...
Yeah, do me a favor. Don't say that on the air.
I won't, but, you know, I don't agree with the current administration hands down. I don't think that they look out for anybody. Listening to NPR earlier this morning about how they were talking about the welfare reform, on how people who are, you know, going to college to get out of poverty are now no longer receiving welfare. That's not helping out America.
No,
you know,
Well, no, but they don't make this. You know, the GOP and the conservatives don't make decisions that are for helping out America. They make decisions that are for helping out their campaign contributors and the rich. And as I've said many times on this show, I mean, they're for taxing work, not wealth, and we all know that. But the question is, how big do you make this tent? And you're saying that we can only make it so big, and we can't make it any bigger, and that there are those people who just simply, by definition of the way they vote and what they say and think, can't fit in that tent, so therefore they should be ejected, right?
To a certain extent, yeah. I think everyone's entitled to an opinion, but I definitely don't think that, you know, people like Ken Salazar and Joe Lieberman should be allowed to be Democrats, technically. I mean, they should say, I'm a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat, and I don't believe in Democratic ideas. I'm more about, you know, big corporation and about, you know, kissing up to the president because, you know, here I am in politics. You know, that guy was saying about how Ken Salazar or Colorado is, you know, like a real friendly state. We need to have someone who's, you know, representable to the public in Colorado. And it's like, well, I don't really take Coloradans as kind of being butt kissers, you know. I mean, I think we're looking for people who represent, you know, the American interest and people who are about, you know, business and about
right.
not, you know what I mean, like taking care of their people and not.
Yeah, well, we have to stand for something, I think, is the biggest thing. And you, when you start presenting yourself as being all over the road, people start to have questions about you. Michael, thank you, man. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Jay. Thank
okay,
you.
Talk to you. All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Want to jump into this complex debate here on Monday morning at 6:30 in the morning when traditionally most people are like, oh, I know what you're thinking. What's wrong with Jay this morning? He's so wide awake. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess it's just great to be in Colorado. All right. Anyway, I want you to you know, about how big the progressive tent is. I want you to talk about that. 303-713-7600. Right now, we'll get a look at progressive traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
And nothing too unusual on the drive yet this morning other than the fog, which is hopefully starting to burn off by now. It was especially thick for I-25. Any travelers heading down towards Castle Rock or Colorado Springs, and getting reports if you're on your way in along westbound I-76. The fog was awfully thick up in that direction. Starting to loosen up, though. We are starting to see the buildup, though. Southbound I-25 especially heavy from 104th getting down past 84th Avenue, and then pretty typical slow drive across downtown. Eastbound I-70 starting to fill in now from I-25. Southbound 225 starting to back up from just after Parker Road down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Only problem around town is going to be that drive-in from the high country. Eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill is a rollover crash in the median. It's in the cleanup stages. You still have the left lane affected there. Take a look at your weather today. Lingering morning fog will burn up and sunny skies near 80, and expect some afternoon thunder showers. Right now we're at 54. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway and Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for only $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
My wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He must be lost. Bob!
Go pray! He said he'd stay with us.
$50 million. Where is it?
The new hospital for veterans.
Hundreds of new jobs.
We're losing them all. Beaupré!
Hold it. A newspaper. Beaupré ditches Washington. Misses vote. Hospital funding killed?
Why? Why leave us stranded?
To campaign for governor.
Beaupré's condition. It must be spreading.
Republican congressman. Run amok.
He'll try and hurt others.
This way. No! No!
The story continues at bobislost.com.
Paid for by New West Fellowship.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, coloradansforlife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you, or use a Maryland muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
People try to put us to death.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, will talk about the special session, which I think is a waste of the $15,000 a day that we, the taxpayers, have to pay for something that is absolutely ridiculous. Right now, we're talking about how big the progressive tent should be. Let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Let's go to Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going this morning?
Good. How about you?
Good, good. I was just calling, you know, I actually called Ken Salazar on Friday, and I asked him why he was going to spend his time going and backing Joe Lieberman, and his comment, the best he could come up with is, well, you know, he's my friend.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I have some friends that I sure wouldn't get jobs for. And I said, you know, I'd like it if you could do better than that. I mean, is he going to, you know, start kissing him on the lips? Is he going to pull a Ben Nighthorse camp on switch parties? She said, well, I'll have to respond to you in writing when Ken gets back in the office. And that was the best she could come up with.
Yeah, he is supporting Joe Lieberman, and Joe Lieberman supports the war in Iraq, and doesn't, I mean... How can we? How can you have somebody in the progressive movement who supports the war, for God's sakes?
And that's what I said to him. You know, does he actually think like that? I mean, does he think things are going well over there? Does he like the way the economy's going? And she said, well, you know, like I said, I'm just going to have to go ahead and, you know, have him respond to you in writing when he gets back. And that was the end of the conversation. They're friends. So, you know, that's what we get. They're friends, and it doesn't matter what the rest of us want because they're friends.
Yeah, not bad point. Not a bad point. All right, Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Have a good day.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Janice in Golden. Janice, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Janice.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. What about you?
Oh, doing super. So I actually just wanted to say I love listening to your show because I am actually from the Bay Area, and it's just sort of like, oh, you're so, you know, you're just this oasis in all this conservatism. So it's
well, I love you too.
Oh. So anyways, what I wanted to just kind of comment on, though, was that, you know, knowing, you know, having that background and coming, you know, from where I do, you know, and now coming to here where it's, you know, pretty fairly conservative compared to the Bay Area, I think that you almost have to have a candidate. I agree with the first caller, the one who said that this is a purple state and you need to be inclusive. You probably, you know, need to have a candidate who's going to work with the conservatives in Washington, the current and the current administration. However, it's not, that's not, I mean, I don't agree with everything that Salazar has decided on. But I want, you know, to remind you and all your callers that, you know, who could it have been instead? Well, we could have had Pete Coors. So,
yeah. Yeah, and I have to, you know, fully admit, I mean, I was not here for that race between Pete Coors and Ken Salazar. And for the primary, I think I would have preferred, from what I have heard and talking to others, I would have preferred Mike Miles. But, you know, I don't know that progressives can't get elected in conservative areas if we start to talk common sense and start to talk about values and start to talk about putting this country back where it belongs and putting things back in order the way that they should be. I don't buy the idea that you know, I think our biggest problem is that for too long we have stood for nothing instead of standing for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to start to stand for something. And I think that that if you don't stand for something, if you don't have values, that people are not going to elect you. Mm-hmm. They're not going to elect you no matter who you are, no matter what your story is, no matter what the situation is. And when you're all over the roadmap, to me, that's like a, it's like you're asking not to get elected. I mean, let's, you know, we either, see, it's a complicated, this is a whole complicated question. I mean, are we either building a party here, which is the Democratic Party, or are we building a movement, which is the progressive movement, and which comes first? Does party unity come first, or does progressive ideas come first?
Have some of the progressive ideas, though, that I think that we have tried to put forth, have not been appealing.
Well,
to the
but you know what? I don't want to challenge you too heavily, but
yeah.
Give me an example of that.
Well, I think with, I was trying to think.
Like, here's an example I can give you. Here's an example I think most people would point to.
Uh-huh.
Most people would point to instance for health insurance. But you know what? Poll after poll shows that people in this country want some degree of universal health care. It's the big pharmaceutical companies and the medical industrial complex through the Republican Party and also through the Democratic Party through campaign contributions that blocks that from happening. But if you sat down and made a good, coherent, rational case for the fact that health care is a problem in this country, that we definitely need a solution to health care, and that here are some workable, practical ideas on how to get it done, and how we can administer it, and that not everything the government does is wrong or doesn't work. Two examples would be Social Security and the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, and you could show people where they could save money, plus get coverage, and particularly cover the 45 million who don't have any health care, plus children who don't have any health care, which a lot of states are rapidly trying to move to plug up that gap. I mean, I think that's an American value. I mean, I think that's a moral value. I don't think that that's something that people, because they're moderates or they consider themselves to be conservative, would reject. And you certainly could make a religious argument about that, definitely.
I agree with you completely on that. I think what's happened, though, is that the conservatives have probably obscured that message or any of those messages or any of the issues that would be important to, I think, most of us. And it, with basically just all the, whatever has been just like topics that relate to the fear and security of this country.
Well, we've allowed that to happen, though, and we should get up and we should stop that. I mean, this administration is no more capable of keeping us secure than the man in the moon, because, you know what, look, they couldn't even handle Katrina.
Right.
Well, that's a good example right there. So you go to somebody and you say, well, what happened with Katrina? Well, I go, well, like, you know, Ray Nagin and the city of New Orleans. Yeah, but what about the feds? They didn't play their part in it. And why did the administration, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, why did the administration take FEMA, for instance, out of a cabinet-level position when James Witt was the head of it and it was very successful? And why did they put it into the Department of Homeland Security and cut off its funding? And you can go down the line on all of these things. But to me, see, I think that, to me, we've lost the identity in the word game, and that's what's killing us, those two things. Hey, Janice, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. It's 643, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How big should the progressive tent be? Are we building a movement? Are we building a party? And should the Democratic Party come first, and should electability come first, or should ideas come first? And I maintain that if ideas are correctly put out there, I think electability and ideas are compatible. It's just how you present them that really matters. One line open at 303-7...
Okay, your distinguished professional. No, distinguished looking man with a passion for life. No.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery.
Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition, called trigeminal neuralgia, that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
2.98 grams of fat. That's as lean as a 3-ounce serving of skinless chicken breast. Visit theotherwhitemeat.com for recipes and more.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Good morning. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is still going on out there, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, and they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down to put on your next vehicle. And Rocky's has got simply everything you can think of: Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. With gas prices expected to go up again, Rockies has got some great gas savers out there. Mary and I, of course, about now 7-8 months ago, bought a great gas saver out of Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1997 and have had nothing but good experiences out there, and have sent our friends out there and our family out there, and you should go out there too. Rockies' friendly and knowledgeable sales staff, they're passionate about the automobiles they sell, and they'll make sure you get the deal you're looking for, because that's what they're all about. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, almost 25 years now of doing business along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. Check out their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He's the head of that whole thing. Look at their business philosophy. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. My friends at Rockies Autos, then they are my friends. Glad to be associated with them, and you will be too once you go out there and give them a shot. Rockies Autos, best place to get the most bang for your buck along the Front Range.
Yo, this is Randy Jackson. When we searched the country for the best Oreo and milk jingles, there were some great renditions.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
And there were some wacky ones.
Oh, ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
Want to decide for yourself? Check out specially marked packages of Oreos.
Hey.
And then head to Oreo.com for a chance to hang with me and win $10,000.
New purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 7 and older and 7/2006. Void where prohibited.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn, so even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll talk about the special session and this rush to cut services to undocumented workers. I am so tired of this whole battle about undocumented workers. Anyway, we'll get into this whole thing about it coming up after 7 o'clock in this special session, which I maintain is a waste of taxpayer money. But right now we're talking about how big the progressive tent should be, and is there room in it for people like Ken Salazar and Joseph Lieberman? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Van.
You know, my beef isn't so much with that Salazar is supporting Lieberman in the primary. My beef is that he says he's going to support him after the primary. And that's the problem. I think the progressive tent needs to be big. We need to have people like Ritter. We need to have people like Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. We need to have people like Jim Webb in Virginia. And I think that's a part of the overall strategy that we need to win. But what we don't need, is we don't need Democrats like Salazar supporting somebody who's not even supporting the party and the party process and the party structure. You know, when Lieberman said that he might take, he's collecting the signatures.
To become an independent, as an independent.
When he loses the primary, and that in and of itself shows a complete disrespect for the voters of Connecticut, a complete disrespect for the process. And, you know, I think that's what we need to stay focused on. In terms of Salazar supporting them during the primary, that's fair politics. I might not like it. I might give Salazar's office a call, but that's okay. But when Salazar's saying that he's not going to support the Democratic winner of the primary, then I got a problem with that. And that buys you a primary challenger in your own primary. And I think that people need to, you know, remember that, yeah, there's certain points, certain rules, certain places you don't go. And Salazar has gone there. And I think that's what we need to remember. Now, if he'll step back, okay, yeah, we can forgive him. But, you know, he can't support Lieberman after the primary running as an independent in Connecticut.
Well, I think the thing that gets me is not only that about him supporting Lieberman as an independent, even if Lieberman should lose the Democratic primary there, but also the other idea that, yeah, you're right, there should be room for everybody underneath the tent, with the exception of those people who act in the interests of corporate America and do not act in the interests of everyday people. Those people who make corporate votes and take corporate campaign contributions, I have serious questions about them.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, right now that's politics. I mean, it's not right, but there's no purity. We can't find somebody that's not taking corporate money. It's just a matter of whether or not they pay it off.
You know what? But we can try to put pressure on them not to do so by indicating that we're not going to support those people that do, and by stepping up with small contributions on our own part to the candidates that we find to be worthy. I mean, to say that that's the way things are and
I'm not saying we don't need to change it, Jay. I'm just saying that, you know, that's not going to be any type of litmus test that I apply. I mean, the litmus test that I'm applying is that are you a Democrat in the morning, at noon, and at night? And Salazar doesn't seem to be sure about that.
Well,
and that's my problem with him, you know. I mean, nobody in the world, I don't even think somebody that agreed with everything that I believe is electable, all right? So I'm not going to find a candidate that's going to represent me or my interests.
I don't think that they have to agree with everything that, you know, then you're never going to find anybody
right
in any situation. And as I've said on this program like a gazillion times, you know, 80 to 85% of something is better than zero or 90% of nothing. And you're not going to find somebody that you agree with every single time, but those people who go out of their way in order to, like, for instance, the bankruptcy vote, which is not in his constituents' best interest.
No, he keeps doing things that don't buy him votes at home.
I mean, how is that? So why should I support him because he does things that are not in what I consider to be my best interest?
No,
or
I don't
think so. The people of Colorado.
I agree with you, Jay. I don't think Ken Salazar deserves support from any Democrat at this point. But, you know, the only thing that's going to make me work against him is the fact that he's going to support Lieberman after he loses the primary. That's over the line. But, I mean, you know, Salazar is who he is. And the hilarious thing is I don't think anybody likes the guy at this point. You know, the people on the right still think he's an idiot. The people on the left are becoming very disaffected with him. And, you know, the people in the center, they just aren't that passionate about anything. So I don't know where this leaves Salazar coming up in the next election if he gets the primary challenge. Because I think that he could find himself with in the exact same situation Lieberman is in, except he's going to be a first-term senator instead of having been 18 years
well,
in the Senate.
You know, maybe one of these mornings... and I always say this on the air, well, maybe one of these mornings, and maybe I'll do it this morning. But if I don't do it this morning, maybe I'll do it tomorrow morning. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll talk nothing but Ken Salazar for an hour, and I'll have people call up, and we'll see how many people like him and how many people dislike him. Van, right. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Mary in Boulder. Mary, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning. What I want to say is that it seems to me the Republican Party has a pretty smart, edgy, cutting-edge approach that I find pretty impressive.
Well, they have a nasty, amoral approach, if you ask me.
Well, you know, they're just, to me, they're just, I don't know. They've got something that's, I don't know. Anyway, my point is that I just think that progressive, the term progressive needs to also include the aggressive and protective qualities. Like you're saying, you know, should we stay with what the main ideology is, or should we, you know, absorb other stuff? If we're going to absorb other stuff, which I think we need to acknowledge, you know, what is over there that people go to, not only team player stuff, but what is that about? Like, let's break this stuff down. And to me, it's also aggressive and protective. And if we don't get aggressive, we're just sort of nice guys, you know, just nice guys. And I don't think that cuts it anymore. And I wonder if we don't have to get a sense of what does aggressive really mean, you know, so that you're not taking advantage of people, so that you're not, you know, doing illegal stuff. You know, what does it really mean? But I do sense that we have to have an aggressive edge that we're missing just because we want to be nice guys in reaction to the other.
We need principles, we need values, and we've got those, and we need to stick to them. And then we need to be proud of them. I mean, to me, that's what we need. To me, that's the way to get it done, is to take your case directly to people and to tell them, here's why, and here's the difference between us and them. And also, the other thing is, and we all do this, and I do it, and we all do it, and we have to fight very, very hard not to fall into their trap, their language trap. I mean, their language trap of fiscal conservative. There is no such thing as a fiscal conservative. No conservative has been fiscally prudent under this administration and under this Congress. Look at the deficit that we've got running. Even though that they point to the fact that tax revenues are up, and that it, but it's still not going to be enough to beat the deficit down to any record degree. I mean, but we fall into that. Well, I'm kind of a, you know, I'm a social liberal, but I'm kind of a fiscal conservative. Really? Well, who would you name as being a fiscal conservative? And I'll bet you 9 times out of 10, if they're a member of the GOP, they voted for the president and they voted for his budgets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an example of getting caught, you know, in their language trap. And it's very hard to get away from that, but we need to work on it.
Yeah, I just think that I just get this feeling that we need to use, you know, it's like we need to use what's hot. We need to use what's hot, because I just think that there's a lot of hot topics out there, which is national security, you know, blah, blah, blah. But instead of backing down and saying, I'm not for the war, you know, what would have a Democrat done? Would they have gone to war? Maybe. So we can't do that. We can't do black or white. So I'm just saying that to say aggressive and protective in conjunction with progressive gives people who are considering the kind of corruptive, the lack of integrity, blah, blah, that goes along with the hot topics right now, can go, you know, I am interested in those things, and I don't want to go black or white. I don't know. Maybe I would have supported a war. Come on. Maybe some Democrats would have. We've got to acknowledge.
Well, Democrats, you know what? Democrats did support the war, but I think we're beyond that. I think we're beyond that debate now. I think now the thing is to stand up and say about the Bush administration, they have no plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think all of us agree on that.
Well, I don't think Democrats either have a plan. So,
well, but you know what? I think there are some Democrats out there. I know. There are some Democrats out there who do have plans, which is better than the administration, which has no plan at all. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we need to contrast that. Mary, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Coming up next, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff will talk about the special session and about cutting services to immigrants. Do we really need this special session? I mean, do we really?
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
More information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It was supposed to be a celebration, but a church outing in a Baldwin, Missouri state park ended tragically with five children dead, swept away by the onrushing Merrimack River. Police say the last body was recovered a short time ago. Only one youngster survived. All were under the age of 15. Here in New York, breaking news, late word of a major explosion and building collapse on the east side of Manhattan. Officials are reporting a number of people trapped inside that four-story building. Overseas, it looks like payback. Two bombs blowing up a few hours ago in one of Baghdad's Shiite neighborhoods, killing at least eight people. CBS's Lee Cowan tells us it smacks of score settling after a weekend rampage that may have killed 50 or more Sunnis.
In that case, gunmen essentially roam through the streets demanding people's ID cards. If their ID card showed that they were in fact Sunni, they were shot on sight.
In another attack in Baghdad today, gunmen ambushed a bus, killing the driver and half a dozen riders. Closing arguments are underway at Saddam Hussein's war crimes trial. Most defense lawyers boycotted today's session to protest the murders of three defense attorneys since the trial began. A ballet in space is underway outside the International Space Station, live to CBS's Peter King.
They've been out for just under an hour.
Mike, come on out, Merida. Oh, it is beautiful. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Peter Sellers, Mike Fossum, spacewalkers turn cable guys. They're replacing a big power and data cable for a mobile crane platform. Doesn't sound glamorous, but it's necessary to finish building the station. Fossum says they've practiced long and hard.
It's going to be like trying to work in my garage.
Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
And this is the day the wait ends for the father of a Florida girl murdered more than a year ago.
I want to see justice.
Mark Lunsford's daughter Jessica was just 9 when she was kidnapped and killed. In Tavares, Florida, within the hour, jury selection begins. The trial of the man accused of the crime, one-time neighbor John Cooey.
Prosecutors will try to make their case without two key pieces of evidence. One is a taped confession where Cooey repeatedly asked for a lawyer but was denied. The other is an arrest from 1978 where Cooey was charged with breaking into a young girl's bedroom and trying to kiss her.
WFLA's Eben Brown. The insurance company won't pay for hurricane damage. Now, a Louisiana Gulf Coast couple is getting its day in court. Live to CBS's Howard Ehrenstein. Howard, what's the issue here?
Whether wind or water from Hurricane Katrina caused $100,000 in damage to a home. The family says they were assured by their Nationwide agent that their policy would cover hurricane damage, but the company argues water damage is not covered because they didn't have a flood policy. The Leonard's high-powered attorney contends the house was hurt by water pushed by wind, Frank.
And ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got to split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got to split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. A private memorial service Sunday in Aspen for late Enron founder Kenneth Lay drew hundreds of mourners, including former co-defendant Jeffrey Skilling. Bradford Silver is an Aspen resident.
I feel sorry for the family that he died at such an early age of 64 years old.
Uh-huh.
And someone, he was a very smart guy. He was a doctor of economics. And he donated a lot of money to the city of Aspen.
Lay died in Aspen last week of heart disease while awaiting sentencing for corporate fraud. Access to about a dozen homes remains limited in Douglas County after floodwaters washed out Highway 67 south of Deckers. The area, which was devastated by the Hayman fire in 2002, has been declared a disaster emergency by the governor. Deputy Kocha Hayden says authorities are in contact with the people there.
We want to make sure that, you know, they're safe. And we've had phone contact. They're fine. They have food, water. They are able to get in contact with family and friends, and we definitely do have access to get in for any type of medical issue, so that's not a problem at all.
Hayden believes about five homes were flooded by the raging waters late Friday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it looks like a lot of our morning fog has burned off now, and that's not going to be as much of an issue. It's actually been pretty tame across these highways, just a lot of slower-moving traffic, especially if you're southbound I-25. Or backups in from Thornton and Northland, start from 104th down to 84th. Pretty busy drive across downtown. We're just now starting to see the slowdowns now, too. Southbound I-25 as you work your way down through the T-Rex construction. Northbound still wide open, though, if you're coming up from the Denver Tech Center. Starting to see backups southbound 225, approaching Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. The northbound side a little slow from Islip to Alameda. And a heavier drive eastbound 6th Avenue into that sunshine, approaching Federal towards I-25. Look at your weather today. This morning fog burning off, then sunny, highs up near 80. Afternoon showers expected. Right now we're at 55 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is now on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day and help them find love. Now with our free starter kit, you can see if we're right for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Good morning. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's nice to have you here this morning. Start off the week. And as you know, there's been a special session going on, and it is costing the taxpayers somewhere around $15,000 a day. We have on the line with us Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. And Mr. Speaker, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I've been working around the clock here. I told somebody on the TV this morning, you can't show this on radio, of course, but you got to have time-lapse photography as we all slowly deteriorate.
Well, you know, first of all, is this special session really, really needed? For instance, how much do illegal immigrants cost the state of Colorado in services every year?
That's a figure that no one has been able to put their finger on. Although the estimates suggest the, you know, the cost is significant, so are the tax dollars we collect from those folks. The truth is most of the cost we incur as a state, as you know, are for services that the federal government requires us to provide, like K-12 education and emergency medical care. So you can make a lot of noise and rail against Washington for those unfunded mandates, and we do, but you can't pass a state law to make those mandates go away.
But, you know, directly or indirectly, undocumented workers pay for part of that. They either pay it through rent or they pay it through owning a home. So You have to subtract that from the amount of money that it may cost the state. And the thing that baffles me about all of this is, and leads me to believe that the governor is just playing politics with this, is that we don't know how much any of this costs. We don't know what we're talking about money-wise. How can we do something about something we don't know what the damages or the results?
Well, I think there are some things that we can do. And, you know, this weekend we put two measures on the ballot that address part of the problem. We said first that employers that who don't verify the legal status of their employees are not going to get a tax deduction from the state. And second, and I think this is a proposal that really gets to the heart of the problem, we are going to sue the federal government if this ballot proposal passes. There's a second measure on the ballot for voters to decide this November that directs our attorney general to sue the federal government for its failure to enforce immigration laws. I think that's important because the truth is, as much noise as we can make at the state capitol and as many laws as we can pass, and we have, as you know, passed more than just about any other state in America now, what we're doing as a state falls short of what we need as a nation, which is, of course, a comprehensive national solution to the problem. So I want to make sure we don't lose sight of the end game here, and that is, you know, pressuring our federal delegation to deliver.
All right, explain the Republican-backed bill I mean, there's so much conflict. There's so much conflict going on here. What was it? Senate Bill 1? Explain that one to us.
Yeah, that started as a Democratic bill and then it got hijacked somewhere along the line in order to duplicate Initiative 55. That's the constitutional amendment that Dick Lamb and Defend Colorado Now were pushing for November. And the truth is, Dick Lamb and his organization have decided they would rather we take action now. The package that we put together, they tell us, is better, more practical, more effective than the constitutional amendment they were originally proposing. Here's the problem with the constitutional amendment. By the admission of its own proponents, it was mostly just symbolic at best. And at worst, it would have invited, an avalanche of litigation. It said, we're not going to provide any non-federally mandated non-emergency services. We're not going to tell you what those services are. You're going to have to guess. And if you guess wrong, citizens will sue. Because it gave standing to every person in the state to sue a local government or the state government if they didn't enforce the law. I told folks on the House floor, as I was trying to understand what they were asking, I said, to the other side of the aisle, I said, let me get this straight. You want to fix a problem you can't explain by subjecting services you can't define to a ban you can't enforce, and then you want to put that unworkable formula into the Constitution and invite everyone in the state to sue us when it doesn't work. I mean, that may be a good way to drag out this debate and clog up the courts, but it's not a good way to protect the taxpayers of Colorado. Our proposal, which is House Bill 1023, President Fitzgerald and I are sponsoring, and I hope the governor will sign, says, look, if you're applying for public benefits in this state, and we use the same list that federal law already supplies, You're going to have to be a legal resident, and we're going to verify that fact.
Well, what kind of public benefits? Like a library card?
No. The public benefits listed in federal law are everything from welfare to food stamps, unemployment benefits. It says, in fact, any benefit for which payment or assistance is provided. There's some exceptions. I want to be clear. The federal government says we have to provide emergency medical care. We think it's a good idea to protect human life and safety. So those benefits or those sorts of programs are not covered. Prenatal care, treatment for communicable diseases. We had some argument on the House floor about whether or not that's the sort of service we ought to knock out. Some folks said so, but we pointed out viruses don't usually check for ID. So I think it's important to treat communicable diseases and immunize kids.
All right, what's the difference between 1023 and 1018?
Well, 1023 is the ban on most state and local benefits. 1018 is an attempt to hold employers accountable by requiring anybody who applies for a job to present a driver's license or some other form of government-issued ID. There's about half a dozen proposals aimed at employers. One that will go on the ballot I mentioned is the one that says businesses that don't verify the legal status of their workers can't get a tax deduction. Another tries to solve the same problem with respect to independent contractors. Judy Solano has a proposal. She's a state rep from Adams County. House Bill 1017 that fines employers who present fraudulent documents. Truth is, you know, in spite of the arguments on the House floor, it's the jobs that are driving this issue. By and large.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, with us. okay, do we really need all of this, or is this politics? Do we really need the special session? Do we really need all of this, or is this just politics? Is this the governor, by calling this, by getting involved in this, and by railing against the courts? I mean, and I love conservatives because judges are always liberal judicial activists when they do what they don't like, but when they do what they do like, then they praise them. But, I mean, do we really need all of this?
It's fair to say the session has been equal parts political theater and public policy, and sometimes that ratio has gotten out of whack. I mean, there's no doubt, I won't kid you here, that there are, you know, political considerations afoot, but we took a look at the governor's call. We tried to craft legislation that meets most of it. We raised the age where you can form a common law marriage. We tried to crack down on human trafficking. Nobody is, you know, has any sympathy for folks who deal in human beings. And we tried to make good work out of the last 5 days, in spite of the political sideshow that it has, you know, threatened to become.
All right. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. I know you're busy and you've got tons of requests. Thanks for being on the program, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay. There's the Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, and we thank him for being on the program. If you want to talk about this special session, and I don't know if I'll get any calls on this or not, because I don't know. I mean, I'm miffed by the whole thing. I read a study yesterday that said that, do you know this, that undocumented workers, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, that less than 3% of them ever apply for food stamps? And that a Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, indicated that we don't know how much they cost us in services. No department could come up with an answer on this. I mean, at $15,000 a day, and I'm miffed by the whole thing. And I'm just miffed by the whole. You know, it's like Band-Aid solutions to a bigger problem, which is illegal immigration, which we have discussed and discussed and discussed and discussed until the point that it drives me absolutely crazy. There was a whole article yesterday in the New York Times magazine about this subject, about jobs and illegal immigrants. I suggest you get it and read it, because a lot of the information contained in it is shocking. It's just how to fix this situation. That the idea that illegal immigrants or undocumented workers come here to use state or federal programs, but yet no one can prove any of this. I mean, nobody can come up with any kind of a damage estimate about how much money that they use. And then, of course, illegal immigrants do pay indirectly through Social Security on false numbers. So they're subsidizing the Social Security Treasury. They do pay indirectly through property, through rent, or through home ownership. So they're subsidizing the community. I mean, you know, they're involved, and they're not subsidizing, it's not the word I should use, but they're contributing. I mean, to me, this just doesn't answer any of these things. I mean, it doesn't answer any of the problems about how to stop people from coming here illegally. And we're just like dogs chasing our tails here. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7, coming up at 7:45, State Senator from District 18 and Majority Caucus Chairman Ron Tupa will ask him why he voted with the Republicans and what was behind all of that. 303-713-7.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
If you're one of the first 30 fans to get to the kiosk each day with a qualifying receipt, the car is yours. Limit one per family. Be part of Brute's winning season with Brute antiperspirants and deodorants with 24-hour triple protection Trimax. The new Brute Shave Team collection with TriGuard and classic Brute aftershave or cologne. For schedules, show car events, and special offer details, go to BruteRacing.com. That's BruteRacing.com. See you at the races. Brute, the essence of man.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, going to be 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll have Ron Tupa, senator from District 18 and Majority Caucus chairman, coming up at 745 to explain why he voted with the Republicans on Senate Bill number 1. We're talking about the special legislative session and about cutting off state services to illegal immigrants, and no one can give an answer as to how much illegal immigrants use in state services. To one, that to me, I find that to be ironic. And number two, I read a study yesterday that says that 3% of undocumented workers have ever applied for food stamps, have ever used food stamps. And is any of this that's going on here at $15,000 a day going to stop people from coming here illegally? I don't think it is. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Joe in Arvada. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, grew up in the South. And this whole immigration debate sounds more like racism to me than the kind of crap that I heard when I was a kid about African Americans than it does anything else. But the question I have for you is, sir, I'm always hearing from the bigots I know, from the Republicans I know, that these folks are getting Medicaid. These folks are getting Social Security. You know, they just come here so that when they're old they can get Social Security.
They can't get Social Security. They pay on different, you know, you might have three or four, 20 or 30 of them paying on one number. and they're subsidizing the Social Security Treasury, but they don't get it back. They don't get it back.
Why is it? I don't see in the papers, I don't see in anything that this is a myth. These people cannot get Social Security. They cannot get Medicare. Yes, we're paying for their kids to go to school. That's true. Well, what do we want? These kids running the streets?
Well, that's part of it. And then the other part of it is they're indirectly paying for it, too, through either renting or owning a home.
Well, hey, crap, I don't have kids. Why should I pay for everybody else's kids to go to school if you're going to come down to that crap?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, because we're supposed to morally care as a community, and we're supposed to have values, and that we care about our kids regardless of race or nationality, and that we're supposed to support the public schools. But as you know, in the last couple of years, I mean, there's been a movement away from that too.
Huh? No, I used to be a teacher many years ago. I saw kids coming to school hungry. They hadn't eaten since the day before when they were fed there. I mean, come on. Quit putting it on the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and quit putting these stupid lies out there about all the money that the folks are taking and not giving back. Start, you know, like you said, they've got this special session going on, and they don't even know how much this stuff cost us.
No, I mean, I'll ask Ron Tupa the same question I ask Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House. I mean, how much is this call costing us? How much is it costing the state? How much are undocumented workers costing the state other than the incarceration figures? And nobody really knows. And as a matter of fact, I don't even know how much it's costing us incarceration figure-wise, and I don't think anybody else out there does. And if they do, I'd like for them to call in and tell me. But I don't know. How much is it costing us? How much is it costing us in emergency room services? And how much is it costing us in all of this? What are we talking about versus what they lend to the economy?
Well, we know it's costing a lot in emergency room services, but we know a lot of other people in this country are costing emergency room services because we don't have decent health care. If they want to have a special session, let's talk domestic violence. Let's talk health care. Let's talk decent living wages, not some kind of crap that is nothing but catering to political baser interest.
Boy, I'm with you 100%. Thank you. What a great call. I hope you'll call again.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. You know, you. I really think you bring up a good point about what it's costing us. Nobody knows. I mean, it seems to me that nobody wants to know either.
Well, the governor asked for the information, but, you know, these department heads of state agencies couldn't give him any info.
Yeah, I really think, you know, I really think we need to make an effort to find out what it does cost us. I mean, I'll be honest, I may like the answer, I may not like the answer, but I don't think anybody can really talk about this subject intelligently, either side, until we know what it costs.
Well, and plus, you've got to balance that off plus what they contribute. I mean, this whole...
Absolutely. It's a balance thing. What scares me is that... They're going, you know, each side is going to put their own slant on what they contribute. You know, I'll be honest, immigration is one of those things I'm kind of on the fence on. Let me rephrase that. I am totally for immigration. Kind of have a problem with illegal immigration.
Well, I think we all do.
I don't think our economy could work without them.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg said last week, he said that if it weren't for illegal immigrants, he said it in front of a Senate hearing, committee hearing, that you know, New York would go bust. But there's an article, there's a big long article in the New York Times magazine yesterday about jobs and immigration, and I suggest everybody try to get a copy of it and check it out and read it. And it has some very, very surprising statistics in there about immigration, and it features two economists. One of them, his name is David Card. The other one is named Rojas, and I can't think of his first name. And, of course, they're at odds over this whole thing about illegal immigration. But David Card points to several studies, for instance, of where illegal immigrants are absorbed into the community and that it doesn't hurt. That the one group that gets hurt the worst, okay, by illegal immigration, that this is the argument, that the one group that gets hurt the worst are high school dropouts, and he has statistics to prove that they don't get hurt that bad.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I need to get that article and read it, and it's always scary when you have two people debating the same subject and just their slant on it. You know, they're going to put their own biases in, and who knows what's really accurate.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that.
But yeah, I think the priority needs to be to find out what it's costing us.
Yeah, tell us what the damage is.
Yeah, and then let us decide.
Exactly. You know, 100%. Tell us what the damage is. Joe, thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. In other words, why do we have this special session? Why is all of this going on? And is this really going to stop illegal immigration? That's number one. And number two, we don't know how much this cost. We don't really know for sure how much undocumented workers are costing us, plus what they contribute to the state. In other words, that's never discussed. And we don't have that information. It's not on hand. So how do we know? So why do we call a special session? And by the way, the Trailhead Group is back robocalling again. Have you heard this? They're robocalling Democratic office holders once again over what? Over this whole special session and immigration. I think this special session is a GOP trick. I really, really do. One line open at 303-713-7600, 730 AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
And police just now heading out to what might be a little fender bender accident westbound Highway 36 near Foothills. That might slow up your drive trying to get into the Boulder area. If you're headed down from Boulder towards Denver, just the usual sunshine slowing, starting right around Sheridan, getting down towards Pecos. It's been kind of a quiet drive from the Denver Metro. Highways haven't had too many problems around town, though awfully heavy for southbounders along I-25, starting from 120th Avenue. A little bit of a break as you get across downtown and then slow from Broadway all the way down through the bridges. Northbound I-25 starting to back up now from Bellevue. We're starting to see that slowdown now on the south end of town. If you're eastbound C-470, getting across Highlands Ranch, starting from Santa Fe up towards University. Weather today, we're looking at sunny.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 .com, blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts, guaranteed? Hotwire.com, 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rates subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Without a Trace is one of TV's most watched shows.
Now, every weeknight at 7, 6 Central on TNT, find out why. Without a Trace, tonight starting at 7, 6 Central, only on TNT.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I got them trembling in their boots, trust me. They know I'm a major threat. They know I'm armed and dangerous. 7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk, high today 83. Thunderstorms in the forecast again. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Proud to be with you this morning. And we're talking about the special session. We got State Senator, District 18 Majority Caucus Chairman Ron Tupa coming up at 7:45 to explain why he voted with Republicans on SB1. Meanwhile, we're talking about the need for the special session and about immigration and about the idea that we don't even know how much this costs us every year. That nobody has any figures, as Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, said. And if this is politics or is this reality that's going on here? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I've been accused of all kinds of stuff because of my stance on immigration. And my stance is, you know, is really clear. I mean, I keep saying it all the time that we need to secure the borders, but we should have secured the borders after 9/11. We need to do that. And then I favor immigration, but not illegally. But we need a sane way to control it. Cutting off state services? I don't know that illegal immigrants apply for state services, unless you're talking about maybe a library card or guy going to school, which the federal government says you got to give them that anyway. And then they pay for it. Because they pay for it indirectly through rent or through perhaps owning a home. All right, let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
All this stuff is really getting under my skin, man. I just can't believe these people, the hypocrisy of the conservative, these right-wing people that are complaining and whining about the cost of the services, which they don't even know what they are, if there are any. You never hear anybody talk about, and I work in the construction industry, and I work with a lot of immigrants to do the work. And their houses, basically what I work is on high-end houses, and they're out there building these houses. I set tile. They don't do a lot of that kind of work. But my point is they're building these gigantic 4,000 and 5,000 square feet, basically tract homes, for status reasons or whatever. And, they're buying them for like $500,000. How much would those cost if they had all American labor building those houses? Probably four times that much. And these are, primarily conservative Republican neighborhoods. You don't hear them complaining about that. But once the house is built, get the hell out of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And don't get hurt and don't go to the hospital and, for God's sake, don't cost us a penny. So it's the hypocrisy is what I point out to some people that, the benefits far outweigh, I believe, the cost that these people incur because they're the hardest working people you're going to see.
Well, that's a fact. And it's also a fact that the more, for instance, Spanish-speaking immigrants there are, the more their need there is for native tongue-speaking, English-speaking supervisory personnel get hired. That's also a fact. And this whole idea about, cut my yard, clean my house, do construction work, but then get the hell out of the community. It's terribly hypocritical, and I would suggest that if people are that upset about illegal immigration, if they're that upset about this whole thing, and if they're in that big of an uproar, then you know what? You're right. Don't buy those houses.
Well, that's right, and the thing that people lose sight of is the bigger picture. We're losing our own economy right here. Our own middle class is being destroyed right here in our own country. They don't realize what's going on with, really the bigger picture, the bigger political picture of who's in charge. So, here because they have no job, they have no economy where they live.
Right, because we've helped destroy that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly so. Bob, thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. And I want to piggyback on that last caller because he made part of the point that I want to make. The other thing is that even though the cost to build those houses is less, the price to the buyer doesn't go down one penny.
Well, no, the profit margin is just bigger.
Right, the profit margin for the builder is just bigger. And the other thing, the other part of that too, is that, you know, this special session put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, is all it really did, because the real matter is you're never really going after the employers. You're not telling the employers it's going to cost you $10,000 a day for every illegal immigrant you have.
But then,
hired.
You know something, when you start talking about going after the employers, I think it was Diane Carman had a great column yesterday in the Denver Post. Does that mean that if I hire a guy to cut my yard, if I don't verify and make sure that he's an American citizen or that he's here illegally, does that mean that I'm in trouble?
See, that's how it'll end up. What'll happen is the little guy's the one that they're going to catch. The guy that goes to the corner and picks up somebody to cut his yard or help build a shed, that's the guy that's going to get caught. But the guys that are going to get away with it are the guys that are the big corporations, like the meatpacking houses and the factories that hire a whole crew to come in.
But if you didn't have those people, who would do those jobs?
Yeah, but see, but my point is not. I'm with you, Jay, on one thing, and we stand shoulder to shoulder on this one issue. I have no problem with immigration. I believe in it. We're a country of immigrants. Every last one of us can go back in our history and trace where our family finally landed on these shores, either because they came because they needed to come or they came by force. Okay?
Yeah.
But legal immigration, there's got to be a way that this can be legal. There's got to be a way where we can verify who's in our country and what's going on with the people that are here. I agree with you again. The border should have been shut down after 9/11. The National Guard should have been called out, and they should have stood shoulder to shoulder against the border, and nobody should have got in, north or south. We got container ships with Asians coming across the ocean, sneaking into the country. They're finding them dead in containers. I mean, you know, who's inspecting those containers?
Well, we don't have enough people to do it.
But it's not about enough people. They can do it mechanically.
We're not doing it because the money and the resources to inspect the ports are not there.
But Jay, if they could tell me that we could take an X-ray camera and aim it at every container and see what's inside, what's the problem? That's not about money. That's buy an X-ray
those
camera
things,
and
but
shoot
you
the
need
containers.
You need to have more than an X-ray camera. They need to be physically inspected to make sure. And we don't have that going on because we don't have the resources, thanks to these massive tax cuts that this administration has given the free ride that it's given to its wealthy friends. We don't have the resources any of those things.
That's what I mean when I say putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. See, now it's about deception again. You know, look at my right hand. See my right hand?
But here's the thing I don't get. What is the reason why illegal immigrants, why are the reason that undocumented aliens, what do they come here in the first place for? Do they come here for state services? No, they do not. Do they come here for federal services? No, they do not. What do they come here for? They come here for to work. Why are they coming here? Because there are jobs. Why are there jobs here and not jobs in their own countries? How come we don't explore that problem?
Because for the other side, there's no financial advantage to go and do that.
Well, that's absolutely right. There is no financial advantage to go down to South America and fix the screw up that
Negroponte started back.
These corporate trade pacts, man. I mean, these are the things that are killing us. Hey, thank you. I got to run.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
7:43, 17 minutes in front of 7. Coming up next, we'll talk to State Senator from District 18, Majority Caucus Chairman Ron Tupa, about why he ended up voting with...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, from just after Parker Road. If you're on your way in from Aurora, it's awfully slow. Very heavy eastbound C-470 now starting from Santa Fe towards University on that drive across Highlands Ranch. Weather for today, we've got sunny skies, highs up around 80 degrees. Afternoon showers expected. Be ready for that. Right now, we've warmed up to 58. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive going on right now at Rocky's Auto's up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down towards the purchase of your next automobile. With the price of gas going up again, Rocky's has got some great gas savers out there. They've got all kinds of automobiles. Ford, Chevys, Dodge, Nissans, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiacs, Volkswagens, and a whole lot more. Over 500 clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. So one of the largest selections in all of Colorado. And good folks out there to deal with you, too, who treat you the way you should be treated with respect and dignity and to try to get you the best deal possible, which is what it's all about. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Go there and look at the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Just get in contact with Steve, who handles all of that, and look at their business philosophy and check them out. Mary and I have been going there since 1997, and we've been sending our friends there, too, for a long, long time. They're good folks to deal with, good people, and they work hard, and you know what? They want to make sure that you get the deal that you're looking for. Rocky's Autos, check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Isn't it great to visit the grandkids, watching their little faces light up when you bring them presents? Well, we at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels would like to help you visit more often. So we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes where you could win up to $1 million. That would pay for a lot of visits. Enter for a chance to win at choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, price values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I don't think I have that short of a fuse, actually. Do you? I really don't. 7:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along this morning. And let's say hello to State Senator from District 18 and Majority Caucus Chairman Ron Tupa. And State Senator, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right, first of all, you know I got to ask you this. It was Senate Bill 1. Why did you end up voting with the Republicans on that bill?
Well, Jay, I never actually voted for Senate Bill 1. I simply made a procedural vote to attach Senate Bill 1 to, or sorry, Initiative 55 to Senate Bill 1 to slow its progress. I felt that it would not go forward if that provision was attached to it, or at least it would slow the process down, and it did.
All right, now what was Initiative 55? Because, you know, you've got to have like a whole map here to keep track of all of these numbers.
Well, Initiative 55 was the awful ballot measure that the Supreme Court ruled could not go on the ballot that would have basically prohibited all government services to anyone here that could not prove citizenship. So, of course, I didn't support that, and I don't think a single Democrat would support that. But it was simply an amendment to attach to a bill to substitute the bill for that bad initiative to slow the bill down so that we could have time to understand the bill and talk to our constituents about what the bill would do.
But a lot of Democrats, I don't want to say most because I don't know, but a lot of Democrats were angry at you. And I mean, I was miffed by the whole thing and couldn't figure out why you would vote with the Republicans.
Right. Like I said, it was more of a procedural vote. I made that clear to the press when I voted to attach it to the bill. But I need to be clear with you that I never intended to vote for the bill. I told that to the press that night, and I don't support the policy. So in that regard, I didn't vote with the Republicans. I simply used the Republican minority to stall a bill that I was uncomfortable with.
You know, what is this? I asked Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, about this. What is this whole thing about? Because nobody can say how much illegal immigrants cost us. No department head could come up with any kind of a figure, so we don't know. And isn't this just cheap political theater on the part of the governor?
Oh, of course. In a word, the whole thing is about politics. Very little of this is about good public policy, and that was my concern. You know, we were being railroaded into supporting these bills, and as little as 3 days after being given only a few hours to even understand what a bill would do. And so I did what I could to slow it down, and I was successful in doing that. At least it gave me an opportunity to talk to constituents in Boulder and the agencies in Boulder County and the city of Boulder that are going to be affected by these bills. And, you know, I needed the time to do that, so I felt it was my only option.
And is any of this that comes out of this special session at $15,000 a day, is any of this, none of this is going to do anything to stop undocumented workers from coming to the state of Colorado, is it?
Well, that's probably true, and that's why I wasn't supportive of even going into a special session at all, whether the Democrats had called one or the governor did. But, you know, these are complicated issues, and the issue of illegal immigration and undocumented workers being here have been around for decades. You know, the last time the feds have looked at this issue was back in 1986, so it's certainly not a new issue. We discussed many bills during the regular session, and I didn't think any of these issues rose to the level of having to go into an emergency special session. We could have just dealt with this again in thoughtful deliberation next January.
But what the governor's trying to do is he's trying to take the Democratic Party, basically, and all of you, and put your backs against the wall during an election year, correct?
Well, I think this is now the issue du jour. I mean, it's like the war on terrorism a couple years ago. You know, typically this is not an issue that has been high on the agenda of the Democratic Party, and I think the Republicans see this as an opportunity to possibly exploit it in November.
You know, so at $15,000 a day, we're getting the issue du jour, as you say, and we're getting political theater at the state capitol, and the taxpayers are footing the bill, and in the end, nothing is really going to come out of this, is it?
Well, I mean, I think the real problem, and I don't want to disagree with my Democratic colleagues. I think they are correct in saying the state has a role to play in this issue, but you will never really solve the issue of illegal immigration unless the federal government does something, because obviously they enforce the borders. We do not. We simply house and employ and serve the people that come here for the jobs that we provide. So there are a few bills that we're dealing with that really deal with the issue of employment, and I think that's the magnet, that's the attraction, and we're making baby steps forward. I don't want to say we're not moving forward. They're baby steps. We are going in the right direction, but again, we're not going to solve this without the federal government.
But, you know, if you want to punish employers, how far does that go? For instance, if I hire some guy to cut my lawn and I don't realize, and I'll bother to check, well, you know, are you here legally? Do you have a green card? Are you a United States citizen? and somebody calls the law on me, I mean, am I going to get pinched for that?
Well, you will if we pass a few of these bills. I mean, what the issue has been is most of the bills we're introducing and passing simply require businesses to implement the federal law. So I guess the problem has been that federal law is on the books, but because the feds are not enforcing their own laws, people are clamoring that now states need to do it, which, of course, I wholeheartedly disagree with its approach. It means that we are paying, the taxpayers of the state of Colorado are paying to enforce federal law when the Fed should be paying for that. But having said that, there are some measures that we've stated here that say that you need to at least have the documentation on the books that the feds require that you look at. And if you don't have those, then you can be fined. So it's a small step forward, but it is a step forward.
All right, but those people, like, for instance, who hire illegal immigrants to cut through, do yard work or clean their houses, in some of these bills, they could be technically in trouble, correct?
Well, it would be more the agencies and the businesses that would employ the quote-unquote illegal immigrant. But, you know, it's not typical, and nobody would ever, you know, it's not realistic to think that if you hired somebody off the street and said, cut my lawn or paint my house or do whatever, and you look at the papers, I mean, that's just not the thing that's going to, nobody's ever going to get those people. I mean, that's just not realistic.
Yeah, the whole thing to me just simply doesn't seem to be realistic. I mean, the idea that somebody would risk their life, come across the border, and that they would come here simply because they want to avail themselves of state services, which is what you have a lot of these extremists trying to paint this kind of picture, that's what they're up to, when most of us know damn well that they're here because they want to work. They need jobs.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. The issue is so overblown and hysterical now, it's borders on the ridiculous. But having said that, we do operate in a political arena as well. And so what I have been trying to do, the struggle that I've had, and I think that's gotten me in trouble with my colleagues, is, and not all my colleagues, but some of my colleagues, is that I'm trying to balance the public policy with the politics. And, you know, I resist the fact of having to vote for bills that I'm not even sure what the policy does, because they say, you know, the politics requires it. And, that's why we're in a difficult position now. We've got this political pressure, and people in the lobby and other legislators are in agreement. Some people don't even know what the effect of these bills' passage are.
It's ridiculous.
Trying to slow it down, I don't think there was anything wrong with that, and I would hope that my constituents would understand. And the ones that I've talked to do. You know, they just were not getting that information from the PR machine that was put out that was somehow or other derailing the process.
Boy, the key is, how do you get this to slow down, and how do you get this to how do we get this to a more rational level of debate and well-thought-out discussion, instead of hastily throwing all this together at $15,000 a day on the taxpayers?
Well, the cost isn't so much an issue. The press makes a big deal of that. We've already budgeted this cost, so we eat it. It's not, there's no new cost to the taxpayers. We just eat it within our own budget at the legislature. But the real issue is, you know, you shouldn't be pressured to pass bad laws for political reasons. And these are significant laws. I mean, what I'm told is the bills we're going to vote for are the toughest immigration bills in the country, bar none. And, you know, my constituents, I could tell you, as you know, Jay, they're somewhat progressive. They lean to the left, and I'm not certain that they would be supportive of these measures. And it just takes me time to understand the measures to figure out how I'm going to vote on them.
I understand. And thank you, State Senator, for being with us this morning. Certainly do appreciate it, and hope to have you on again.
Thank you, Jay. Be happy to. Appreciate it.
Okay. There you go. There's State Senator from District 18 and Majority Caucus Chairman Ron Tupa. We'll continue here on 8 AM 760 Progressive Talk coming up. It's going to be our Monday morning Take at 8 with Ed Schultz. And we'll talk to Ed about the Lieberman-Ned Lamont situation coming up, too, along with other stuff in the news. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you could have access to unlimited sales leads, all the right prospects, would it help your commissions?
What if you could get 100 sales leads for free? Would that help? It's time you tried Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. Sales Genie gives you unlimited access to all the right leads, and they want to give you 100 of them free.
I heard an ad for Sales Genie, and I immediately called to ask about the catch, because I always assume there's a catch. But I found out there wasn't one. It was exactly the thing I needed.
Get the sales leads you need when you need them. Everything you need to start generating real profits is available right at your fingertips, and you can get started for free.
Our sales went up and our costs went down. Our profit margins are through the roof. You can't argue with that.
Get 100 sales leads absolutely free when you call 1-800-400-1180. That's 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A tragedy in the heartland. Youngsters on a church outing near Baldwin, Missouri. They were wading in the Merrimack River when it happened.
One of the young teens was somehow caught in an undertow, and several of the other teens went to assist them. In doing so, six of them were swept away.
St. Louis County Police spokeswoman Tracy Panis says only one survived. Police recovered the final body earlier this morning. Here in New York, a powerful explosion has obliterated a low-rise building on Manhattan's east side. CBS's Cammy McCormick's on the scene.
It was a big explosion.
This man says he saw the building collapse.
I see the whole thing fall down at seconds.
And he saw injured.
Yes, I helped you ladies. It was full of blood on the face.
Firefighters are still on the scene here along with collapse rescue teams. The firefighters are spraying this area with water. There is still a lot of smoke coming from this area. There are also firemen on the rooftops of the buildings nearby.
And the White House says there's no reason to believe that explosion involved terrorism. Overseas, Sunnis out for revenge, maybe settling scores for the Baghdad rampage yesterday by Shiite gunmen that claimed as many as 50 lives. Two bombings today killed at least 8 people in a Shiite slum. An ambush in a Sunni neighborhood took 7 lives. Men at work in space. CBS's Peter King has the latest from the Kennedy Space Center.
It may not seem as spectacular as Saturday's spacewalk, but it's just as important. The astronauts are working on several tasks, the biggest of which is to replace a cut cable on the space station's rail car. It's essential for finishing the station. It's all going very well.
You can take that to the Boy Scouts. Our Boy Scouts are very impressed. Didn't do that right. We're going to revoke your eagle. Become a sparrow.
And they're working with the knowledge that their shuttle's heat shield is in great shape for the ride home next week. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
In Fresno, two local college football players have been charged with raping an 11-year-old runaway. They say 8 others are under investigation in connection with the attack. Just in from Boston, the state's highest court has ruled that a proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage may be placed on the November ballot if it's approved by the state legislature. Massachusetts is currently the only state where same-sex marriage is legal. Well, if you are around for the golden age of television, you may remember a show that asked viewers to suggest unusual things they'd like to see.
You ask for it.
The host was a singer named Smiling Jack Smith.
Paul Richards of New York, this is your request. The scene in English...
A longtime friend, as Jack Smith died at his home near Los Angeles a few days ago. He was 92. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 58 points. NASDAQ is up more than 8. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only 2 locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The cleanup continuing today in southwestern Douglas County after floods dumped tons of debris and washed out Highway 67. The flooding hit the region late Friday in the same area, devastated by the Hayman fire in 2002. At least five homes near West Creek were flooded, but Deputy Kocha Hayden says no one was hurt.
We were very lucky. We had no injuries and no one was trapped in the water, and just were very lucky. The residents were great, very cooperative and very helpful. And, you know, the thing is that they've been through these type of emergencies.
Authorities will continue assessing damage today in that area, which has been declared a state disaster emergency. Boulder County authorities are hoping folks stay away from high-running Boulder Creek. Office of Emergency Management, Jay Stalnacher.
We're not putting any bans or restrictions. We're just suggesting that people use common sense and stay away from this swift and rapid water right now.
Stalnacher says the creek is up more than a foot through Boulder Canyon. A high-water advisement is in effect and is expected to run through Tuesday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're looking at problems now. Traffic coming in from Thornton and Northland this morning, southbound I-25 near 104th on a multi-car accident that'll have a lane of traffic affected there, and backups past 120th towards 136th. So consider using Washington or Huron. East or west of the highway, you can take those south and get back onto southbound I-25. That has helped to loosen up southbound I-25 from after 104th, getting to the downtown area. Starting to see the buildup now northbound I-25 up through the Tech Center, approaching Bellevue, up past Yale. And problems now eastbound Highway 36 at Cherryvale. A fender bender should be over to the shoulder. Might affect your drive leaving the Boulder area. Take a look at your weather this time around. We're looking at partly sunny skies for the day, up near 80 for a high with afternoon showers expected in. We're at 60 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you were thinking of having chicken tonight, consider this. Ounce for ounce, pork tenderloin is as lean as a skinless chicken breast. Add variety to your meals without adding fat. Go to theotherwhitemeat.com for healthy, low-fat meal ideas.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices, plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And let's say hello to Big Ed Schultz, heard here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. And Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you back, buddy.
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to have you back, too. Hey, how was the fishing in Canada?
Awesome. Absolutely outstanding. Couldn't get enough of it. I'm ready to go back today if they'll let me.
Yeah, I feel the same way about going back to Las Vegas and doing some more gambling.
Yeah, give me a report on that. How'd you do?
I came back about $400 up.
That's great.
Yes, that wasn't so bad, you know.
No, that's fantastic. How long were you there?
I was there for about 4 or 5 days.
Now, how do you do that for 4 or 5 days? I mean, did you gamble the whole time?
No, did other things too, but I did gamble a lot of the time. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I admit, I don't have a, seriously. I'm not one of these people that drives up to Central City or Blackhawk and gambles every weekend. Yeah. I don't have a problem in that regard. But when I do it, I do like to do it. But there's other things to do in Vegas, and I went out and did other things. Where in Canada did you go fishing?
We went 135 miles northeast of Winnipeg, and a place called Thunderbird Lodge on Wrong Lake. It's a beautiful country, lots of walleyes, good northern pike fishing, just a really nice lodge, you know, got the meals and the accommodations and everything else, and the dirt strip right behind the lodge. It was really cool, and I've been doing this for some 20-plus years. It's one of my favorite things to do, to fly out to an outpost lodge in Canada. And what I want to do, and I'm working on this, is put together a trip for our listeners next year.
Oh, that'd
all
be
around
great.
The country.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, going to take about 14 people and get this, in a DC-3, an old World War II transport.
You're nuts.
No, if you're into aviation and if you really want some Canadian fly-in fishing, you're going to want to pay attention and sign up for this trip. It's not cheap. It's going to be about $2,500, but it's a great gift for somebody who wants to do something pretty exotic like this. I've never tried this with listeners before, but we'll DC-3 it from Fargo to Winnipeg, and then Winnipeg into Thunderbird Lodge. We're going to do this next July, a year from now.
Oh, wow.
And so we got plenty of time to plan and set it up and everything else, but it's going to be kind of like a little progressive meeting in the North Country, you know?
It does. That sounds like a fantastic vacation trip. It really does.
It is. It really is. So DC-3 has been around since World War II, but they've got one. A buddy of mine has got one, and he's got it on display at the Fargo Air Museum. And it's very plush inside. It's an old workhorse. It's a heck of an airplane. It's a vintage plane, and it's we fly in it from time to time just to have some giggles and whatnot, you know. But it's really a neat thing. So hopefully we can entice some listeners around the country to get involved with this. There's only going to be room for about 14 people.
Yeah, it sounds great. Just one last quick question on this. How long does it take to fly from Fargo to Winnipeg?
In the DC-3, it'll take about an hour and a half.
Well, that's not long at all.
No, and then it's going to be about another hour from Winnipeg up to the lodge. So we're not far from the outback, my friend. I can tell you that. So that's what I like about this part of the country. Well, so if North Korea hits us, we should be okay.
Yeah, that's a good segue. Let's get into North Korea because we're trying to get into those six-party talks. And now North Korea is threatening warfare. You've heard this this morning, I'm sure. What options do we have other than to try to pressure the Chinese to help us out?
Well, I believe that face-to-face talks is the right way to go. I think the administration has got to shift their policy on this, but they don't call all the shots. Yesterday on Meet the Press, I was sitting there saying, I told you so, when Governor Richardson, who has dealt with the North Koreans in the past, Bill Richardson, said, you know, the Chinese, we owe them a lot of money.
Yeah,
we're in debt,
right.
We're in debt to them, and they're the only country that can deal straight with North Korea, so the Chinese obviously are the biggest player in all of this. What it comes down to is that the president's rhetoric and constant badgering of North Korea is coming back to haunt him, calling him an axis of evil, chance to do all this saber rattling, making personal comments about Kim Jong-il, and now testing missiles, threatening war. You got to talk to him. And so this is going to be a real test, I think, for the United States. And we all got to be on the same page on this, and I think also got to be flexible. Now, the school of thought is, well, if you do this with North Korea, you're going to end up getting this kind of behavior from other countries. I don't believe that. What we have to worry about as a country right now is any type of nuclear development that the North Koreans have, because they need money, they may sell something to a terrorist group that really wants to hit us. And that's got to be the biggest concern. We got to make sure that they don't deal with any Al-Qaeda operatives or any other terrorist groups out there that are seeking a nuclear weapon. So we got to keep North Korea from developing them. They need money, and they need money really bad, and they want regime protection. They want to run their society the way they want to run their society. They don't want any interruption at all. And so there's some avenues I think the U.S. can play right here.
So we would afford them that protection by leaving them basically alone and by dealing with them economically.
It would go against all of the religious philosophies of the Bushies, but they may have to go that route to keep the world peaceful.
Yeah, there's also the idea that the North Koreans would touch off an arms race in that part of the world, too, in which everybody would have to have nuclear arms, fearing the instability of the North Koreans.
Well, that's where the Chinese can help. They don't want an arms race. They like this thing called capitalism. They like this thing, controlled capitalism is basically what it is. They like the idea of a bunch of jobs going over there and keeping their people happy. They also don't want an influx of North Koreans, if the government were to be attacked and collapse, to have a bunch of refugees come into their country. So the Chinese, it's in their interest to make sure all jets are cooled on this deal, too, and that if it takes, Jay, prediction here, I think you're going to see the Chinese tell the United States to talk face-to-face with the Koreans. That's what I think it's going to come to. I think that they call the shots. I think that the Chinese are going to say, you know what, President Bush, maybe you better sit down with this guy and talk to him just for all parties involved. And I think that might be the next step coming.
Boy, you know what? I would like to see us talk. I'm like you. I'd like to see us talk to him direct. 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz with us. He's heard here 1 to 4 every afternoon, Monday through Friday. All right, let's talk about something we may get a little crossways on, but I don't know, but let's try this. The Ned Lamont Lieberman thing, I heard you talking about it last week. I believe it was. I heard you talking about it. And I'm not so sure we agree on this. You support Joe Lieberman, correct?
Well, I think Joe Lieberman is a Democrat that doesn't deserve to be thrown under the bus. I didn't say on the program on Friday that I supported him. I support debate and open conversation, and I think the challenge to anybody sitting in the Senate is a positive one. But I think that this is an orchestrated effort by the blogosphere, because it was Joe Lieberman who went after Howard Dean back in Iowa. I mean, he made Dean the target, and I think this is a big get-back.
Is it people like Ned Lamont and others of us who are progressives who are angry at Lieberman because,
well,
the guy is, I mean, he might as well be a Republican.
Well, Ned Lamont used to be a Republican. Ned Lamont is a corporate type. Ned Lamont gave more money and voted for Republicans for quite a long, and then he said his party left him, and now all of a sudden he's trying to invent himself as this big progressive.
Well, you could make the same case against James Webb too in Virginia, but I mean, I think there's a lot of Republicans who do feel that way.
And you know what, Jay? That's my point. So where do we draw the line? So where do we draw the line of acceptance? Where's our big tent? That was the only conversation I was pushing on Friday, and I'm going to replay today on the program this audio segment of my show from Friday. I support Ned Lamont on Iraq. I don't support Joe Lieberman on Iraq. I said that. I support Ned Lamont on North Korea. But for somehow it gets any. Most of the email that we got to the show over the weekend was not in Connecticut. It was from all over the country. Lieberman is a live wire to Democrats. They feel like he's a turncoat. They feel like, even though he's got a 90% voting record with the Democrats, that 10% is the war and Supreme Court justices. They're pissed at him for it. And
yeah, I am. I'm angry at him about. I'm angry at him about that. I'm angry at our own Ken Salazar here for saying he's going to support him even if he doesn't win the Democratic primary.
Barbara Boxer is going to go to Connecticut and campaign for him.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
So do we throw her under the bus too? I think that we've got to see this as not an opportunity to get to personally beat up on candidates, but let's find out where people in Connecticut stand on this. Let Joe Lieberman go home and fight for his spot. But for some reason, this has been turned into a national campaign against anybody who may see things differently on some issues. And I find that interesting. This is a fight Republicans don't have. And I think it was good for open discussion on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's good for discussion, too, and I think we ought to discuss it. You know, to me, those senators and congressmen and congresswomen and whatever, those politicians that vote in the interest of corporate America and take corporate contributions, to me, are just highly, highly suspect. I mean, I don't know if I want to be in the same party with them, because I don't think that they always vote for their constituents' interests. They usually vote for their campaign contributors' interests.
Ned Lamont is a great-grandson of former J.P. Morgan & Company chairman Thomas W. Lamont, and has been inherited net wealth of estimated more than $90 million and $300 million. His father, Ted, was an economist who worked with the Marshall Plan, which helped reconstruct Europe after World War II. He later served in the Nixon administration in the housing and urban development. He is now an unaffiliated voter, having last voted for a Republican in 1988. He has given a pile of money to the Republicans over the years. Now, this is what gets me, and this is kind of personal right now. I took a lot of personal heat from callers on Friday and a lot of personal emails from listeners on Friday saying that, you know, I'm a Republican shill because I'm having this debate about Lieberman and Lamont. Well, go ahead and throw me under the bus, but you're on, I don't know how on one hand listeners can support Ned Lamont, but then they want to get rid of me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand the attacks on you.
All I'm doing is facilitating the discussion on a national level as to, is this how we do things? The blogosphere is mounting a national attack against Joe Lieberman. I don't know what that accomplishes.
But I think it's more than just the blogosphere. I mean, I think there are a lot of Democrats out there that are, a lot of progressives that are out there that are tired of people like Joe Lieberman. And if we don't stand for something, what do we stand for? And if the tent gets so big that you're all over the roadmap, then you have no values or principles.
Okay, now, Jay, Joe Lieberman does stand for something. He says stay in Iraq. Joe Lieberman says, he says stay there until the job's done. He does not support MRTHA. I don't agree with that. I think a lot of Democrats don't agree with that. So now we have to decide, okay, is Joe Lieberman, the people of Connecticut need to decide, is Joe Lieberman worth keeping as a United States senator because of his position on Iraq? That's where we're at. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's the big issue, I think, the thing centers around.
So let's move it forward.
I think some of his... I mean, for me, I mean, some of the complaints I have against him are some of his votes for, you know, bills that would, you know, help out his corporate donors. But that runs both on both parties, and it irritates me with both parties. But, you know, Lieberman is just, I mean, he's part of that whole gang of 14. You know, that you're right. I mean, all of that stuff angers me about him.
Well,
and if I were living in Connecticut, I would vote against him.
And that's what the process is all about. Hillary Clinton is for staying in Iraq.
Yeah, and I don't like
that. So the party needs to define, you know, where are we at? So the people of Connecticut are going to decide this. Now, here's another thing that Democrats, or should I say that, you know, left-leaning Democrats are really uptight about. And that is, Lieberman says, well, if he doesn't win the primary, he's going to run and go get the petition and be on the ballot, go out and get enough signatures to be on the ballot. Now, what about him exhausting every legal right to be a United States senator? Where do we stop the bus? When do we?
Well, I think you got to ask. You have to ask the central question is: Do you if he loses the primary, does he respect the wishes of the people of Connecticut and the Democratic Party who reject him, and does he stand down and support the nominee if he's truly a Democrat, or is he truly interested in himself and goes out and wages his own campaign and probably would win? He probably would beat Lamont and would beat the Republican challenger.
So how do you interpret that if he wins? I mean, is the name of the game winning? Can you fault Joe Lieberman for exhausting every legal effort to keep his position in the Senate?
Yeah, I can in some ways. Yeah, because I think it's disrespecting the process and I think it's disrespecting the Democratic Party.
Okay, but then it's going to come down to a vote, though, isn't it? Aren't the people going to, if he's on the ballot in November? Is that not respecting the process? Or maybe he thinks process is flawed.
I mean, that's not good for party unity, is it? If you run, and you lose, and then you run as an independent.
I don't think it's good for party unity for Ralph Nader to run as a candidate.
No, I don't think so either. But he's not a Democrat. So,
yeah, well, he's more Democrat than he is anything else.
I mean, he's a waste of time, is what he is basically. I know I'm going to get bad email about that. And what I mean by that is he's done some fantastic things. I'm not saying that, but he drew votes away from Gore, and so look where that puts us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what? There are no easy answers to any of this stuff. I mean, there are no easy answers to any of this at all. But I think that you should facilitate discussion. I think you're doing the right thing. I'm sorry that you took personal heat over it, and I certainly have taken personal heat,
too. Well, that's okay. That goes with the territory. I just think we need, you know, we need to get defined on this. And I got a lot of emails saying I got to rethink my position on this. Rethink my position on what? Debate? Conversation? Crosstalk? You got Lieberman, and I checked it out over the weekend. He has voted 90% of the time with Democrats. But when it comes to the war and Supreme Court justices, these are the ones that stick out. That's a heavy 10%. It's angered a lot of people across the country, more so outside Connecticut than anywhere else.
Yeah, and he's also voted for corporate trade agreements, which I don't particularly agree with. Hey, Ed, it's good always to have you on. And people should check you out this afternoon between 1 and 4. Thanks, Ed, and it's good to hear your voice.
Sounds good, Jay. Thank you.
Talk to you. All right, there's Ed Schultz. Check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4 here. You want to weigh in on this Lieberman thing? We were doing it between 6 and 7 this morning. You want to weigh in on it? 303-713-7600. How big should our tent be here on AM 760 Progressive Talk? And your feelings about a primer?
Get the good stuff.
The only thing better than getting the good stuff is winning the good stuff. So stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store and register to win a huge Napa Orange County Choppers 100-quart cooler. This monster will hold up to 120 cans of your favorite beverage. And while you're in there, you can also enter to win a custom-built Napa OCC chopper. But as they say, you won't win if you don't enter. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store and enter today. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Echoes. Watch out for a multi-car crash. Southbound I-25 at 104th will affect a lane of the highway there. Pushing those backups to 136th Avenue. Consider using Washington or Huron. Taking a look at your weather for today. Partly sunny skies. Highs up around 80 degrees. And more of those afternoon thunder showers expected in. Expect a wet drive home. Right now we're at 60 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Try Sonic's Tasty and Hearty Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Breakfast Burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's Classic Tots or Fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic. Stop into Sonic today and try a breakfast burrito. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5444. Or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
826, 26 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talked to you millions of times about Purina One and what a great job it's done for Coco and Jackson and how much they love it. And they've been on it since they've been absolute puppies. And what we did was we asked listeners to write in and tell us about their experience with Purina One. Robert wrote in, he says, Achilles is a one-and-a-half-year-old German, golden retriever. We got him less than a month ago. The previous owners gave us a bag of food we had been using. Achilles would eat the dog food over the course of the day, sometimes leaving up to half of it. Does that sound familiar? It was one of those designer brand dog foods. We used up that bag within 2 weeks, so I decided to try Purina One. Not only did our new dog go after the new food with gusto, consuming it entirely within minutes, but his energy level and playfulness has increased dramatically. He now loves to play fetch and catch, and he bounds to the door when I get home. It's a dramatic difference. This is a great product. And if that happens with your dogs, where they just, really don't eat their food, I mean, you need to switch to Purina One. If you haven't taken the Purina One Challenge, now's the time to do it. Take the Purina One Challenge. Simply do it. It's a 30-day challenge. Take it by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. The number again, 1-888-606-BARK. Purina. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 8:29, 29 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, we spent a lot of time talking to Ed Schultz about this Lieberman-Lamont thing. And I liken it to your feelings about Ken Salazar. And we were talking about it between 6 and 7. And I want to revisit it again between 8 and 9 here this morning about how big is the progressive and or Democratic tent. And what about people like Ken Salazar? What about people like Joseph Lieberman, who don't exactly please a lot of us who consider ourselves to be progressives? And how big do you allow the tent to be? And if the tent becomes too big, then do you end up in the situation where you're all over the map and you don't stand for anything? And if that's the case, in other words, it's a complicated subject here. How do you decide how big the tent's going to be? And if you decide that the tent's only going to be a certain amount of size, then at what point do you turn around and you say, well, listen, you know, I wish, because I was talking about this last Friday, I wish somebody who's more progressive would take on Ken Salazar. I wish, Ned Lamont beats Joseph Lieberman, who I don't particularly care for. And you heard Eddie and I getting into this discussion about it and about how much and how big. And how big do we make the tent? And sometimes I think the tent ought to be big enough to accommodate everybody. But then there's times, I believe, that certain people shouldn't, you know, it's like Joseph Lieberman should get out of the tent. And I don't know, maybe it's a one-issue type of thing. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe I'm wrong about the idea that, because Lieberman doesn't, wants to stay in Iraq until the job is done, which I... You know, the stay the course attitude, which I totally and completely disagree with, or his attitude about Supreme Court judges, which I totally and completely disagree with, or Ken Salazar's position about the bankruptcy bill or some of the other positions that he's taken, that I totally disagree with those, that I then would like to see somebody more progressive. You know, how big do you want the tent to be? I mean, that's basically it. And I consider myself to be pretty mainstream. I mean, I consider my beliefs and values to be pretty mainstream and pretty American. And I don't really consider myself to be what you would consider to be quote unquote a flaming leftist. I don't know. Help me out with this. 303-713-7600. I got 4 open lines, and weigh in on this, because we're basically talking about the progressive movement and what we're all about. At 303-713-7600. 831, 29 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill is here with Progressive Traffic.
And boy, we aren't looking too good for I-25 right now on the north or southbound side. That drive in from Thornton and Northland already backed up from 136th Avenue. This is due to a multi-car accident approaching 104, still hanging up the left shoulder, left lane area. If you don't want to sit in that jam, try using Washington or Huron, east or west of the highway. You can take those south, get back on at 104th. Then you shouldn't have any problems getting into downtown Denver. Northbound I-25, stop-and-go traffic now approaching Bellevue and all the way up into the downtown area. This is because of an accident right over the Broadway Bridge. It's blocking up the center lanes, only the left and right lanes getting through. And like I said, stop-and-go starting from the tech center. Take a look at your weather today. Partly sunny, highs up near 80.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational
occasional smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
8:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. You know what? If you're a homeowner and your back is against the wall financially, let me tell you about the Mortgage Store. They've got a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. And you know something? If you're feeling economic pain, and listen, the average family owes about $12,500 in credit cards. That stuff's not going to get paid off overnight, and it is virtually hard to get those things paid off because of the interest rate. Well, you know what? The Mortgage Store can show you a way out at 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. They can help you save money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest credit cards. So call the Mortgage Store. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, 2, to fit your schedule. It's fast, it's easy, it's free. And you know something? They're not there to judge you. They're only there to help you. So give them a call. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only about this great new kit you've just come out with that you're actually giving away free?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
This will tell you how to sell it for top dollar.
Really?
There are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer. So to see how you can get top dollar, call Timeshares Only today.
Sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay, so get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836. 36 minutes past the hour, high today 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. We're talking about the whole Lieberman-Lamont thing and about how big the tent should be in the Democratic Party or in the progressive movement. And, you know, I'm so conflicted about this. I mean, I have argued on this radio station before that nothing is perfect, and I really believe that because nothing is, and that 80% or 85% of something is better than 100% of nothing, which I've argued that before, too. There are people running for office who I support that I don't agree with everything that they agree with. But I still support them. I would rather see a Democrat sitting in office than I would a Republican. But I have this unbridled anger towards Lieberman. I mean, I don't know him personally. I don't dislike him as a human being because I don't know him. But I mean, the groan over the Supreme Court situation and the groan over the whole Iraq situation and the same feeling with Salazar over the bankruptcy vote, which I thought was, you know, not in his constituents' best interest, not in your best interest and my best interest, and the whole involvement with the gang of 14 or whatever it was over the Supreme Court nominations, where I thought Roberts and Alito do not belong on the Supreme Court. And there was an article yesterday in the New York Times in the op-ed section about John Roberts' judicial activism and instead of the restraint that he promised and said that he was going to show, but his judicial activism towards conservative matters. I'm just very conflicted over this. So you know what? I've said this millions of times on the air. I'll say it again. I'm not one of these talk show hosts who claims he knows everything. So I look to you for guidance. So you tell me what the answer is on this. I have to tell you that I have given Ned Lamont money. That I've done it. I also gave Peggy Lamb some more money, too. So, you know, I mean, I'm pulling for Peggy Lamb in 7. 303-713-7600, I'm pulling for Joe Rice. And I've given him money. But one line open at 303-713-7600. How big do we make this tent? Let's go to Jane in Denver. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Jay?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to make one comment because I am no fan of Lieberman's. But I have no problems with Democrats disagreeing because Democrats always disagree. However, what I have a real problem with Joe Lieberman is that he's indicated he doesn't intend to respect the results of the Democratic primary in Connecticut. I think that is the big problem.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too. And when, you know, and Ed and I were discussing that. I mean, I think that if you're a Democrat and you claim you're a Democrat and you say you're a Democrat, then if you lose a Democratic primary, then you step aside. You don't do what Lieberman's claiming to do, which is gathering signatures and then deciding to run as an independent and running against your own party.
Right. I think all that does is just aid the Republicans.
Well, you know what else? It shows me that Joe Lieberman's more interested in Joe Lieberman than he is in the party as a whole.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask people, is that right?
Of course not. I mean, you don't see the Republicans not marching in lockstep, right?
Well, they have their problems. I mean, they've had their squabbles before. They don't get as magnified, perhaps, maybe as this one has been, but they do have their squabbles. I mean, I remember Bob Dornan ran against his name is on the tip of my tongue now. Dana Rohrabacher. And they're both conservative Republicans, and they had a very contentious primary in which Rohrabacher won, but then Dornan, respecting the process, didn't turn around and then turn around and become an independent and then say, okay, I'm going to run. As far as I know, he didn't. He may have, but I don't think he did. But it's the whole idea of how big are we going to make the tent? And how, you know, is there room in the tent for people like Joe Lieberman and Hillary Clinton and others who believe that we should stay in Vietnam, that we should stay in Iraq, that we should stay the course, that in Hillary Clinton's case, that we should, you know, send in more troops, which is closer to McCain's position, and this whole idea about that you have these people like Lieberman and like Hillary Clinton and others in the Democratic Party that take on these quasi-Republican positions.
Well, I think that the whole thing about having a liberal mindset is that you are open-minded to differing opinions. I mean, that's part of the reason we sometimes are our own worst enemies, because we listen to other opinions and we allow other opinions, which is great because that's why we have a liberal mind. However, once it comes down to the fact that your party has said, no, we prefer somebody else, you respect that.
Yeah. But is it wrong for somebody, all right, let's say there's somebody right now, we don't know who it is, and I don't even know if they're out there, but let's just talk about this for a second. Is it wrong for somebody who may be sitting out there saying, you know something, Ken Salazar is not my kind of Democrat. And when he's up for re-election again, I'm going to run against him in a primary. Is that wrong?
Of course not.
Even though it could cause possibly the Democratic Party of Colorado to lose a seat, to lose that Senate seat in Colorado, if there were a bitter primary challenge.
Well, I think it's the same thing, that what you do is okay if you do have a disagreement. It's totally your right to get on the primary ballot, but if you don't win the primary, then you join forces again behind the candidate of your party. And
so,
I think that's
so you don't pull like on the Republican side what Mark Holtzman tried to do.
Right, right. I mean that's a good example of on the Republican side, but I just think that that's what's really gotten me more angry with Lieberman than anything, is that he's going to really refuse to support whoever the Democrats in Connecticut choose to run.
All right, Jane, thanks. Great call. Glad you called in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I wonder how many of you are happy with Ken Salazar. I mean, you know, answer that question for me. How many of you are happy with Ken Salazar? And if you're not happy with Ken Salazar, would you like to see a challenger come along? Would you like to see somebody come after Ken Salazar? Because this plays into the whole Ned Lamont-Lieberman scenario once again. And how big do we make this tent? And who do we allow in and who do we not allow in? You know, and how big do we make the tent? Or do we take it out on them at the ballot box? All right, more of your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Get active, get involved, get off your half moons, and give me a call. It's 843, 17 minutes in front of 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Tough getting out of the tech center, that's for sure. Stop-and-go traffic starting from right around Orchard all the way up into downtown because of this bad accident right over the Broadway Bridge. Has the center lanes of traffic blocked. It's actually four lanes wide there. Get through on the left and right side of the highway. But like I said, that whole stretch of I-25 up through the DTC, not looking very good. Southbound I-25, hopefully start to see a little recovery after clearing a crash. Approaching 104th over to the left shoulder. Backups there start from 136th Avenue on your way down. Take a look at your weather for today. We're looking at sunny skies, highs up near 80 degrees. And do expect some afternoon thundershowers in a wet drive home for this afternoon. Right now we're at 65 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Does your car or truck need tires? Get the confidence to enjoy a full driving experience with Michelin tires. You can get your next set of Michelin tires at Sam's Club. Stop by Sam's Club today and get Michelin tires and enjoy a full driving experience.
Ed Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles.
And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here? I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
So what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic.
Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Talking about the struggle with inside the Democratic Party to define itself, and the nexus of that would be the Lieberman Ned Lamont situation going on in Connecticut, but also the feeling about Ken Salazar here in Colorado. And let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Charles in Louisville. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Charles.
I just wanted to say we got to make that 10 as big as possible. I voted for Mike Miles in our primary a couple of years ago. And, of course, I was disappointed when he didn't win and, you know, against Salazar in that. Anyway, I ended up having to vote for Salazar, and I got to tell you I'm pretty disappointed with him, as I'm sure a lot of other progressives are. But, you know, that's what it comes down to, is that Mike Miles was perceived as being too progressive, and he didn't have statewide appeal. And, you know, that's the reality of it. And I think with this Lieberman thing, Lieberman's going to have to step aside and let, you know, the candidate who wins the primary take their lead. And I think all the people that would support Lieberman would have to get behind that new candidate.
Yeah, and, you know, you can always ask the question, the hypothetical question, if you hadn't voted for Salazar, would the state have been better off with Peter Kors? And the answer would have been no.
Absolutely.
And that's where you start to get into this problem, but you also start to get into a problem, too, where if you make the tent too big, then don't you become too muddled and then people don't really know what you stand for?
Well, that's the biggest problem with the Democratic Party is we never come down and say, this is what we believe, this is what we stand for. I don't think I've ever felt that the Democratic Party ever does that. And I've been voting for over 30 years, and I can count on one hand my favorite candidate ever winning. You know, you kind of just have to build a consensus and go with that and hope that the candidates, you know, line up with your beliefs. But we're all over the board as Democrats. We have all different types of views and beliefs. I'm totally frustrated, and I can feel your pain, too. You don't always get what you want, but you got to go with the best there is.
Well, where I'm conflicted is, do you support somebody simply because they have a D after their name?
No. I work as hard as I can at that primary level, hoping to get the candidate I want. I would say that I'm, you know, a progressive and out there on the way left wing. And that's another difference that the Democrats can't handle, is that the Republicans seem to be able to take the far, far, far right and the centrists and somehow come up with a platform or a way to sell the platform to everybody in the Republican Party. I don't know that the Democrats do a real good job at that.
You know, I wonder, have they really done that, or has it been because we've let them do that?
It's probably the Democrats let them do it, but I also think that it's the thing that we don't come up with a platform and sell it to the Democrats, where everyone can, you know, say, okay, I'm not getting everything I want, but at least I get most of what I want.
Yeah, see, and that's the whole thing. And that gets back to that whole argument about, well, 80% or 75 or 80% of what you want is better than 100% of getting nothing.
And that goes back to what I said, you know, in all the years I've voted, I would say that a handful, you know, less than five times, I've gotten exactly what I wanted. You know, so, Salazar is a big disappointment to me. We wanted a Democrat to block some of the Supreme Court nominees. We wanted a Democrat to vote, you know, some of the progressive issues. And Salazar hasn't stepped up to the bat. Now, I've got to believe that down the road, someplace, Salazar is going to come up with a critical vote that's going to tip the scale, you know, towards something that I do believe in. And
well, I think his stance on the estate tax is pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, if he's up for re-election and another candidate steps in there and can appeal to the state and is more progressive, I'm going to work very hard for that candidate. And you know, against Salazar, even though he's holding the office right now, I've got to go with what I want as a voter. And you know, it's a very complicated and difficult.
It is. It's
process.
I mean, this is a real. That's why I've done it twice this morning. I mean, it's a real. You know, it's just something. It's something I don't think it's going to be settled. Anytime soon.
Here's how I've always approached my voting. You vote in the caucus of the primary, your gut, what you want, and hope that your candidate can pull it off with everyone else in the state. Then after that, you got to vote for the person that's closest to your beliefs.
And you know what?
And then it comes down to Pete Coors or Salazar. Well, that's a no-brainer, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? I think you're right. I really do. I think you're right on that part. Charles, thanks, man.
Well, I got one more point. That's, you're always talking about this. Get off your half moons and get involved early and try and get your candidate in there. That's what it's about. Get in there early in the caucuses. I went to one caucus and ended up being a delegate to the convention. So, you know, I was the only one who was for Mike Miles in my caucus. But I got a seat, in the convention, and I got to vote for him. It didn't do any good, but at least I felt like it did my part.
I hear you, man. Thanks. Great call. Hope you'll call again.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Back.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Jay. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
I really missed you while you were gone. About this tent or this umbrella, whatever you want to call it, I think we have to be open-minded, but also I totally agree with you about Lieberman. I haven't been happy with Joe Lieberman for a long time, and not to support the candidate that is running in your party, to me, is really poor. You know, you got to support the guy who wins, and I think that for Ken Salazar also, you know, he says he's going to stick with Joe Lieberman all the way through. And I think we have to stick with the person or support the person who wins the vote and not, you know, keep pushing for the one person you want to be the candidate. You know, and I also believe that, well, Hillary said it. She said she'll support Lieberman, but if Lieberman loses, then she will support the candidate who is running for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, which I agree with her about that.
Yeah, and I do too. And as far as Ken, listen, Ken is not going to make us happy all the time. I am definitely more progressive and a liberal than he is, and he is totally a moderate, and he is not going to, you know, he's not going to change his mind. This is the way he is. He thinks with his heart. He really does. He supports something that he totally believes in. Look, I was crazed about this flag amendment and that he was supporting it.
Yeah, I'm against that, too.
Me, too. I'm totally. And to come out and support that, what a waste of time when we have such pressing issues in this country and this state. But as far as the tent, how much do we allow? I think what you said is rather get 80% of something than 100%
of nothing.
Yeah. I really agree with that.
Maybe I'm answering my own question. Joyce,
yeah,
thank you.
I think you are. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, thanks for the
Bye.
Call. All right, maybe I'm answering my own question here about this, about the, 80 or 85% of something is better than 100% of nothing. But, you know, there are those issues that are going to take you and they're going to make you mad and you're going to want to strike out at somebody. And you're going to want to say, you know, look, I'm supporting the other guy simply because I find your stance on Iraq or whatever the hot-button issue is for you, I find it to be unacceptable. All right, hang on the phones. We'll continue with this conversation, plus anything else you want to talk about as we move into open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, thanks for joining me this morning. Good to have you along.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. 4-story building flattened in New York City.
I saw the huge explosion. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the whole building was like blowing up.
Authorities say it was a gas explosion that brought down the narrow building on Manhattan's east side. At least 5 people hurt, including some firefighters. CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
There's a lot of activity down here still. Helicopters in the sky. A lot of police officers. In fact, some police officers on motorcycles just escorted some heavy earth-moving equipment in here to go through the rubble of this building to see if there are any more victims inside. Firefighters are also on the scene, of course, as is their collapse squad, which is going in to see as well if there are any victims left in this building.
The city's fire commissioner says it's believed there was just one person inside, and he just said there's a report in email talking about suicide was sent from the building before the blast. A church outing to honor volunteers in small town Missouri turned into a horrible tragedy. 6 kids swept away.
They wanted to go swim and wade in the river, the Merrimack River. They waded into the Merrimack River, and some of the children were caught in the current and were swept away into deeper waters.
Sergeant Ralph Bled.
Get out of the deeper waters.
Ralph Bledsoe, the Missouri State Water Patrol. 5 of the children drowned. The 6th is in the hospital. In Fresno, California, police say an 11-year-old girl was raped and as many as 10 men may have been involved. Reporter Roy Isom with CBS radio affiliate KMJ.
Say the victim, a runaway from a group home, went to an apartment in Fresno Saturday night to visit an acquaintance. While there, she allegedly was sexually assaulted multiple times by several men.
2 arrests have been made. Most or all the suspects believed to be football players at 2 local colleges. Out for a high-risk stroll, 2 shuttle Discovery astronauts on a spacewalk. The latest live from CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Pierce Sellers, Mike Fossum have been out for nearly 3 hours. They've just finished moving and bolting down a spare pump, the space station's cooling system.
That went very smoothly, just for the record. It's very easy to move.
Their main job, to replace a power cable for the station's rail car. They need it to finish the station by 2010. They've already retracted the old one accidentally cut last December. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
In Baghdad, more pain and more bloodshed. 2 car bombs hit a Shiite district, killing 8 people, wounding dozens. Gunmen ambushed a bus in a Sunni neighborhood, killing 7 people. A setback for gay rights supporters in Massachusetts. The state court that made gay marriage legal there has ruled a proposed constitutional amendment to ban future same-sex marriages can go before the voters. Still has to be approved by lawmakers first before it gets on the ballot. Checking Wall Street in the early going today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 80 points, and the NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
A double agent may be operating within the highest levels of Al-Qaeda. Is one of our closest allies a deadly enemy instead? Who is the traitor? What is his plan? How can he be stopped? CIA officers Tommy Carmelini and Jake Grabton team up to find out in The Traitor, the thrilling new novel from Stephen Kuntz, best-selling author of Liars and Thieves. The Traitor by Stephen Kuntz. New from St. Martin's Press. Get The Traitor.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The cleanup continuing today in southwestern Douglas County after floods dumped tons of debris and washed out Highway 67. The flooding hit the region late Friday in the same area, devastated by the Hayman fire in 2002. At least five homes near West Creek were flooded, but Deputy Kocha Hayden says no one was hurt.
We were very lucky. We had no injuries and no one was trapped in the water, and just were very lucky. The residents were great, very cooperative and very helpful. And, you know, the thing is that they've been through these type of emergencies.
Authorities will continue assessing damage today in that area, which has been declared a state disaster emergency. Boulder County authorities are hoping folks stay away from high-running Boulder Creek. Office of Emergency Management, Jay Stalnacher.
We're not putting any bans or restrictions. We're just suggesting that people use common sense and stay away from this swift and rapid water right now.
Stalnacher says the creek is up more than a foot through Boulder Canyon. A high water advisement is in effect and is expected to run through Tuesday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're trying to get this busy drive wrapped up. Two problems finally cleared off the highway. Southbound I-25 approaching 104th was a multi-car accident. Had the left lane hung up for some time. It's finally been cleared. And we're starting to see the front of that jam break loose. Still a little heavy, though, coming down from Thornton and Northland, but that's starting to improve. We're still busy southbound I-25. The drive down through the bridges, getting through the T-Rex construction project. Cleared up another accident northbound I-25 at Bellevue that had blocked up the center lanes. Everything's reopened there. We're starting to see the front of that jam break loose. Still stop and go slow. Approaching Bellevue, coming up through the tech center. Weather for today, partly sunny skies.
Magic Mortgages, 0% interest, no payments for a year, celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800. As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Hello? Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to call and let one of the callers know previously that if you were to go to the website called peakdems.org, and that's peakdems.org, that is the local website for the El Paso County Democratic Party. And on there is a whole list of what Democrats believe. And it lays it out thoroughly on all the things that pretty much every Democrat agrees upon. And I just wanted to point that out.
Well, I think that, you know, there's things that we all agree upon, but we don't have the branding and the selling points like the GOP and like the Republicans do. or if we do have them, we're not repeating them enough.
Right. And in hearing Bill Clinton talk recently in Denver, he pointed out that when you're the party that is not in power in any of the government branches, no matter how strong your message is, it's hard to get it heard just because you are the minority.
That's very true. That's very, very true. And it's hard to affect any legislation or do anything. He's absolutely right about that. I agree 100%.
But there's a lot of things that we agree upon, like supporting public education, equal rights for everyone, key values that we all pretty much agree on, that yet not every candidate supports. For example, Bill Ritter, I think, is going to be an excellent governor, and I think he's going to win. He personally, on a personal level, is a pro-life person, but he is willing to support the current laws that are pro-choice.
Right, exactly,
and I don't
have any trouble with that at all.
Well, and I'm willing to make that concession to get a Democrat in the government's office, governor's office.
But would you make a concession with somebody like a Lieberman or with Iraq or a Salazar with the Supreme Court judges?
When it comes to Lieberman, I'm like the last woman. I'm pretty ticked off at him and have been for quite some time. And I think the fact that he is turning around and saying, okay, if I don't win, I'm going to be an independent, speaks to the fact that what has worried me most for more than a year, a couple years, is that he's not a true Democrat at heart. I mean, he's proving that by willing to walk away from the party altogether.
Yeah, exactly. So why as Democrats, should we support him?
Exactly.
Why should Democrats in Connecticut support him?
He's been doing a lot of decision-making that is not in the Democratic best interest, and that has been the telltale sign that he's not a true party person. And then for him to say, okay, I'm going to be an independent, just supports that conclusion completely. And I think we should be supporting Lamont.
Yeah, I agree. Jan, thank you so much. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Good to talk with you again.
All right, good to have you on. Thank you so much. There's Jan... Heidmanic, I always have trouble with her last name, Jan Heidmanic, who is running for state rep in House District 20, and vote for her. Sounds, she's got her act together. All right, let's go to Joanna in Denver. Joanna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, hi.
Hi.
First, I want to say thanks to Turk for the Grateful Dead, and if he does panic, that'd even be better. But
okay. I'll tell him that. I'll tell him to put some widespread panic on.
Okay. And as far as Lieberman, well, first of all, Salazar, I hope we come up with somebody else because he's just not my favorite person right now, and I don't really want to have to vote for him again. But aside from that, on Joe Lieberman, I think the one thing that people are forgetting, well, for me anyway, right now the critical issue is this war. And that, to me, is what's really important. And that's why I can't support anything with Joe Lieberman. I mean, I don't like him and all that stuff, but it's the war, and that has to be a priority right now.
So you think the war is the number one issue?
Well, for right now, and I'm pretty active, and I'm not a one-issue person. You know, I don't vote for people just on one issue. But right now the priority is the war. And we've got to get out of there, and it's an occupation. It's not a war.
Yeah, I would agree it is an occupation. And the longer we stay over there, the worse it gets. And it's, look at all the violence this morning. I mean, it's almost to the point where I looked at it this morning and thought, well, I could talk about it yet again this morning, mm-hmm. but what is there to say? I mean, it's a mess.
It is, and we can't just keep going on with this, and Lieberman's going to keep going on with it, and Lamont's not. And I heard Lamont this morning on Rachel Maddow, and he seems to think that Lieberman running as an independent is going to split the Republican Party. And I'm not sure I agree with that.
No, I don't think so either. Polls show that he would win.
Yeah, that's
with 56% of the vote.
Exactly. And I don't know why he was saying that, but he seems to think that. But I think people have to just keep remembering, what really is a priority right now. And I really think it is getting out of Iraq, and we have to work with people that go with that. And Lieberman showed his colors when he wouldn't give up his Senate seat when he was running for vice president. I think Lieberman's out for Lieberman.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Joanna, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Littleton. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, I almost cut you off. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, morning.
I almost thought I cut you off there accidentally. Go ahead.
No, everything's fine. I understand that you may have said, I was not listening, but you may have said something to the effect that there's an analogy between Perlmutter and lamb.
No, I never said that.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me finish. That there's an analogy between Perlmutter and lamb and Lieberman and Lamont in that Perlmutter is the conservative candidate, the more conservative candidate, and lamb the more moderate or liberal candidate. Did you say something like that?
No.
I don't want to criticize that if you didn't say
that. No, I didn't say that at all. No,
okay.
I didn't say, what I said was that I had given Ned Lamont money, but I had also given a lot of people money, and then I named off some of the people that I gave money to, and Joe Rice and Peggy Lamb were in there. I didn't make any correlation whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Someone misunderstood and reported that to me, and then I was going to make the comment that I felt that Perlmutter was actually the more moderate candidate because of his support of unions and veterans and human rights, and that Peggy, because of her support of Owens for governor and cop killer bullets and concealed weapons, was actually in many respects more like Lieberman, a more conservative candidate.
But, well, in talking to her and looking at her campaign literature and spending time with her, she doesn't appear to me to be the more conservative of the. Appear to me to be a conservative Democrat.
Well,
of the same things that I feel, she feels too.
I understand, and I've listened to both Lamb and Perlmutter. I'm talking more about her record as a legislator, and of course, Perlmutter and Lamb have both served. I think he served for 8 years in the state legislature, she for a shorter period of time. And,
right.
And I'm talking about their actual legislative record, and these were items that she voted on or made an assertion with an interview in the respected Colorado newspaper that she supported Owens. So,
well, you know what I did too at one time.
Oh, really?
Early on. Yeah, when I was here before, I did it out of friendship, not out of total policy agreement. Yeah. I don't agree with. I mean, now he's even. He and I are 180 degrees the other direction. I like him as a human being. I just don't agree with him about anything.
Now, who are you talking about? Owens?
Bill Owens.
Well, that does surprise me.
Why does that surprise you?
Well, that you had actually supported him at one point.
First time through, I did is because I liked him as a person.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because of his policies.
Sure.
I like
him as a person too. He actually at one point he helped with some independent living legislation that I asked him to help co-sponsor, and this was for people with disabilities. And he co-sponsored that bill, and it was successfully enacted. So I had good reason to like him, and he had even helped me with some important legislation that you might call liberal legislation. But his fundamental philosophy is so dramatically opposed to mine that I would never support him.
Well, listen, I mean, people do certain things at certain times because they think that it's right. I mean, I noticed today in the paper that there's a longtime Republican who's re-registering as a Democrat in order to help Perlmutter get elected in the primary.
No, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, knowing your philosophy now, I'm surprised, and I have the greatest respect and admiration for you and what you do for human beings through your program, and I appreciate
the time. That was his first term, though, and not his second, and he vastly changed, in my opinion, and I've never asked him for anything, and I've never been to the mansion. I've never been to his office. But I worked very, very hard at one time to try to get him and Wellington Webb together on some things.
Well, I do appreciate one thing that he did, and that was to come together with the Democrats to get, to promote referenda C and D.
Right.
And as you know, we can't get that kind of support from very many Republicans.
No.
Certainly not Beaupre, who's wanting to be the governor now, and without those funds, there would be children with disabilities still on waiting lists for services, and veterans that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan without getting the state help that they need. And so I have to really question what kind of a what kind of a governor Beaupre would make.
Not much of one, I don't think. And you know what? Nobody really knows what he's going to do. I mean, he tell the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post? Well, you just have to see what kind of governor I become.
Yep.
I mean, I would never vote for anybody based on that.
No, he's got the wrong rationale. That, and then the other fellow, Tancredo, who says that he's a real supporter of veterans, he's the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV.org website, shows that he did not support a single one of their key legislative initiatives in fiscal year 2004 or 5. And here we got these young men and women coming back from overseas. They've lost their faces. They've lost their arms, legs,
right. Their
vision. And we've got a congressional delegate who won't support the Disabled American Veterans legislative programs.
Yeah, to me that's wrong.
We're ready for change. And I understand that you support LAM, but I think change begins with Perlmutter in the 7th Congressional District.
Well, I guess you and I will have to disagree with that. We do support Bill Winter, though, so we have to agree on that one.
Oh, no, we both are for him. I'm working on his campaign. He's a great guy and a veteran.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's both. He is a great guy and a veteran, and I've given him money, too. So, all right, Jim, thank you, man. Call me again.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye.
9:19, 19 minutes after.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
469-7779 for more information. IRB approved.
9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, did your house get hit by that severe weather a couple of weeks ago? If so, there's only one company that you should call for roofing damage, and that's XL Roofing. And you can depend on XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give him a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you won't get ripped off. I'll tell you why you should use these guys. They have a proven track record in Boulder since 1994. Your project manager is with you from the start to the finish, which is important. You know, you want somebody involved with the project, and the project manager is right there from the very beginning to the very end. A dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you chance it with anybody else? So call them at 303-761-6400 or check them out on the web at xlroofing.com.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Firing blank bullets at an unknown target for unknown reasons. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 923, Jay Marvin here. It's good to have you along. High today, 83. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Man, I was saying it early this morning. It's 6 a.m. I don't remember any time that twice that I've lived here that it rained for 2 days straight like that. I'm sure it has, but I just don't remember it. Or was it 3 days straight?
It was 2 days, basically. And then you go back right before the 4th of July, we had that rain 3 days in a row. We got 2 inches of rain in 3 days. So
I wasn't here, though, when that
went on. Hopefully we're catching up.
I wasn't here, though, when that rain went on.
You were gone. I was here. It was nice. So this is what Colorado's all about. I mean, this is what it was like when I was growing up here. I've lived all of my life here, and this is what I remember as a kid is those afternoon thunderstorms every day.
Can't spank Whitey.
That's all right, man. We don't need fires. I'd rather have rain than be able to spank Whitey.
Although I did see people golfing in the rain. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we go to Mary in Arvada. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
You, before the break, you had asked for someone to call in about someone to run against Ken Salazar. And I would like to see Herb Rubenstein run against him. I think it's in 2008.
Right, it would be in 2008.
I think he's extremely intelligent. He's only been in Colorado a couple of years. He's a very passionate Democrat. And I know you support Peggy Lamb for CD7. I am for Perlmutter, and I can't support Peggy because of what the former caller said. She endorsed Owens in 2002.
You know what? I endorsed him when he ran originally.
Well, I know, and I was surprised about that, but I'll forgive you for that, too.
Well, thank you. I need to be forgiven for many things.
I was a Miles supporter, and unless Miles would, I would support Mike Miles for any position that he would run in. I think he was an excellent candidate and got a really bad deal from national and state head Democratic.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, so I don't know what went on with the Mike Miles situation. I only know that I met him, and he seems to be a very, very nice and intelligent guy, and I've heard him speak, and I like what I hear. And, you know, it seems to me I would have voted for him had I been here, but I wasn't here, and I wasn't here for the primary. Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. And, you know, with Owens, I mean, he and I were friends, and that was the main reason. That I did that over a friendship, not over policy. Now he and I we're still acquaintances, not friends. And I guess we would be considered friends, but I don't agree with him about anything, particularly the special legislative session, which I don't agree with at all, which I think is political theater and will solve nothing when it comes to illegal immigration. It will do nothing to fix it, and it's based on all, to me, on faulty assumptions. But You know, we all have our moments, that's for sure. Let's go to Felice in Littleton, who's hanging on. Felice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm fine. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener. In fact, I've never called into a radio talk show before.
Oh, well, welcome.
And I wanted to call in to remind listeners to vote for Bill Winter in Governor Mark Warner's map changers contest.
Right, I have voted for him, you bet.
Yeah, and this is the last day. It goes until tonight. And an easy way to get to it is just to go to Bill Winter's site at www.winterforcongress.com, and right on his front page there's a map changers logo that you can click on and get to that location to vote. And I'd also like to say that I too, am a Perlmutter supporter. And the reason I'm a Perlmutter supporter is because I think he's a very good candidate and that he has the best chance of being elected in the 7th. And I really think that our first priority, above and beyond any single issue, is to take back the House and the Senate, too, if we can, but we seem to have a better chance of taking back the House, and I think we have a better chance of doing that with Perlmutter.
Well, I disagree with you, and I didn't get what I consider to be a really good answer from him when he was on the show about Iraq, and I got a better answer, I think, from Peggy Lamb about Iraq, as I remember. So I'm supporting her, but as far as Bill Winter goes, we're both supporting Bill Winter, and I voted in that map changers thing, and I voted all the way down the line. And the last time I looked, he was in first place, was he not?
Well, he has slipped to second. And, you know, during the same time that he has slipped to second, I have heard from a lot of people on my email list that they have had trouble logging on to vote. And so that's very disheartening. But it's just very slow, and if you wait long enough, you can get on.
So I remember the site being slow, but I got on.
Well, I've had people, I saw on a comment on a blog today, a gal wrote in that she had given up after trying for hours last night and was going to try again today. So the problems may be more serious now. I don't know. I've emailed the site to tell them that we're having problems here, but I noticed that even though he slipped to second, he has way more testimonials. They also have a place where you can write
right.
a short testimonial.
Right. I've got one on there.
Yeah, me too. And he has way more testimonials than anybody, including the candidate who's in first place, Courage, from Texas.
Right.
And I think that shows that he has more people voting for him who have actually talked to him, met him, feel very passionate about him. And I've also been told that the DFA, Democrats for America, that they are using their email list to encourage people to vote for the California and Texas candidate.
Well, that probably, you know, that possibly could be.
Yes.
All right, Felice, I got to run, but everybody go to Bill Winter's website and go over there and get in that map changers thing and vote for him. Thank you, Felice. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Pat Walk, head of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I just had to call in because I was listening to the conversation. You know, there is something called the Democratic Vision, which is a 5-point plan that includes everything from, you know, promoting health care to education. I'm going to actually email the whole list to you.
Okay, good. Great.
And it's out of, you know, it started with a speech that Governor Dean gave last December. We've been putting it out as door hangers, cards, but the press is just not picking up on it for some reason. They keep saying, what do the Democrats stand for? We have a very clear statement. July 29th, there's something in this that's going to be happening nationwide called the Democratic Reunion. And all over the country, including in Colorado, people are going to be passing out more door hangers with that list of five things that are priorities for the Democratic Party. Passing out cards, and actually we're going to be hosting at our house in Erie sort of a reunion event after it's over so people in our area can come to it. And if people want to find out about that, they can go on to the ColoradoDems.org website. So I just think we need to keep pushing the fact that we do have issues that we care very deeply about. We are talking about them in a concise way. We need to keep pushing the press to repeat them over and over again.
Yeah, and getting the press to do that is very, very hard because conventional wisdom of the mainstream media and the right-wing press is that we don't have any ideas when, indeed, there are tons of ideas and issues out there that Democrats are talking about every day.
Yeah, and as Mark Udall says, remember he's going to run in 2008 for the U.S. Senate. We had probably more ideas than we need to be pushing with legislation, but I think it's real important that what we're talking about is things that the American people care about, and it is about good jobs and not outsourcing, you know, everyone's job, and it is good about affordable health care, and it is about education, and it is about, you know, not going into countries with wars before we know what we're doing, and it is about taking care of people's retirement and Social Security. So I think those issues are really what other people care about. And since, if you give me 1 second more, is just to remind people who are golfers, I heard you make the comment that we're having a big golf, celebrity golf event this Friday, and if people are interested in participating in that, they can get on the website again and sign up.
You can come on here and plug anything you want to plug. And where's our robo machine?
Hey, I thought you and Mike were talking about
He never called me. Can you give me his home phone number? Because he said it involves software, and I told him I'd pay for it.
Okay, I will email him because, you know, I got a call. I was up in Eagle County yesterday meeting with Dems up there. I got a call from Alice Madden who said Trailhead's robo-calling and lobbying. That's against the law.
Yeah, it is against the law.
They are lobbying. You know, so yeah, we've got to get our own robo machine into the office. So I'm walking in there now. I'm going to tell Mike to get on the phone with you.
Yeah, tell him to call me and we'll get together and we'll get our own robo machine.
Great. Thanks.
All right, Pat. Love you.
Love you too.
Talk
Bye.
To you later. All right.
Okay.
One line open at 303-713-7600, 933 at the Trailhead Group, out there robocalling and lobbying on top of it, which is illegal. Well, I wonder what John Southers has to say about that, if anything. Let's go to Aaron O'Neill on traffic. Aaron.
And we made a nice recovery across these highways, just a touch slow, northbound I-25 from 225 getting up past Hamden. That's about it. You're looking pretty good southbound through that T-Rex construction project, north and southbound 225 back to normal. On that drive across Aurora, I-70 is looking to be in pretty great shape. Got a pretty good construction project kicking in here, and it will affect your drive. It's going to be on Arapahoe Road just east of I-25. Might make for a tough exit for north and southbounders along I-25 until about 3:30 this afternoon. Checking that weather today, partly sunny, highs up around 80 degrees.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch. One hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE. 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body. 561-FREE.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
The best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. And their hours fit your schedule. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. And it's fast and it's easy. And you can get an answer on the phone right now today. So call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. There's no need to continue to go through that economic pain when if you own your own home, the mortgage store can get you out from underneath those credit card payments, car payments, and all the other bills in your life. The mortgage store. Call them right now, 303-423-7171.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site, Hotwire.com.
One of the best-kept secrets of summer travel is taking a big city vacation. While everyone else is heading to the beach, bargain-seeking travelers should consider a city break escape and visit museums, parks, and nightlife in America's great cities. You'll avoid crowds and sticky sand. Plus, you can cool off in air-conditioned rooms at four-star hotels with top-notch amenities ranging from spas and pools to fine dining. Big city hotels offer significant savings to travelers during summer months. Because they rely on business travelers for capacity during the week, weekends mean deeply discounted rates to fill those unsold rooms. By booking on Hotwire, you can find four-star hotels in many cities like Chicago, Boston, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. for around $100 per night, and you can save up to 60% off published hotel rates. Then you can use the money left over to enjoy all the city has to offer.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 938, 30 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Did I may have forgotten to talk about this. on the air. But Big Head Todd, who is not here, Todd's not here because he's out on the road, and he was in West Virginia here a couple of nights ago, and I don't know where he is tonight, but he's out on the road. He was home over 4th of July weekend, so he and his wife, Janelle, talked Mary and I to going to see that body exhibit. Have you heard about that, Turk? That body exhibit? What is that, the Body 2?
Something like that. The cadavers.
The cadavers? And we went and saw that. I'm telling you, man, don't take your kids to see it. Well, I mean, depending on their age. It is fascinating. It is fascinating. It's unnerving. It is definitely unnerving, but it's fascinating. You know what? It's worth going to see. So I think, Mary and I thank Todd and Janelle for talking us into that. Okay, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Ron in Cheyenne. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I don't know if you remember me, but I got on with Big Head Todd, and we were talking about your artwork and computer. And we're actually going to go to that exhibit this coming Monday.
Oh, you'll dig it, man. You'll like it. You, as an artist, you'll get off on it. You have a six-year-old. Who wants to go?
7-year-old son. You think now his cousins have gone. They've been 7 and 8.
Didn't
freak too much, but
I don't know, man. I guess.
I don't know. Remember, this is big time radio. Whatever you say, a lot of people do.
Now I'm really. This is worse than having voted for Governor Owens, isn't it?
Well, it's up to us as parents.
We get
our information wherever we can, and then we make a decision. And
you know, it's done in a very scientific manner, so I don't think.
Well, he's pretty. You know, I think we'll take him.
I think he'll be okay.
If he's not, then he sleeps with us for a few nights. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and you can always go to the exit. You know what I mean?
I can always go to the exit, and we can go see something else.
If it gets too hairy.
I know. It probably will. It sounds like the exploding body things. And the body parts and drawers, I mean, I...
No, they're like glass cases, but it's very non-emotional. I mean, you don't have to be like a coroner to be able to, like, look at the stuff and be marveled by, or, you know, be interested in it. I mean, No, just go see it, and then, you know what? I'll tell you what. I want you to go see it, and then I want you to just tell me what you thought.
Okay, I'll go, and I'll tell you what I thought about it.
Okay.
Now, I've got some news.
Okay.
Senator Simpson, you've probably seen him on TV.
Oh, yeah, Al. Mm-hmm.
Al Simpson. He has formed a committee. He and I don't know who the other constituents are. They are trying to get public-funded elections in the United States.
That's outstanding.
That's a Republican who says he doesn't... I mean, he came up with Cheney and, in Congress. They both got there about the same time in the 70s. And he says, I don't know who this guy is anymore. And he knew Cheney for, many, many years.
Right, exactly.
Decades. He has no idea who he is, anymore. And that's how much office and power has changed Dick Cheney, and it does that to everybody, apparently. I guess it didn't do it a whole lot to Bill Clinton, but, it does change him. But I just thought that was some a ray of sunshine. And I think that would go a long way into changing the composition of our elections in America.
Oh, I agree 100%. Public financing is where
run.
It's at.
You could run. I could run.
Anybody could run.
I mean, that would be ideal. And also, I wanted to thank you for letting me... that was really nice of you to let me tell people about my website.
Go ahead and plug it again.
It's Ron McIntosh at ronmcintosh.com. And I had so many hits. I mean, I want to thank everybody that came to my website. Now, next time, leave an email, and I'll get a hold of you. And, I'd like to talk to people. That was just a fascinating, powerful experience for me, Jay. I wanted to, thank you publicly for doing that.
Oh, no problem, man. You know what? No problem. No problem whatsoever. I mean, you can call and plug your website anytime you want.
Well, I don't, I just wanted to call today. Well, thanks for that.
You're the show's resident artist.
Well.
You and Todd.
Well, yeah, Todd said he wanted to trade some work. After I hung up, you guys said, well, let's trade some artwork. And I wrote you an email.
But I don't think I got it, though.
You didn't get it.
Email me again.
Okay, I'll email you again. I wished you luck and hope you became a millionaire. I'll email you from my website.
All right, email me from...
I'll get your website
I'll tell you what, better yet, you know what, let's do it this way to make sure that we really do hook up.
Right.
I'm going to put you on hold after we're done talking.
Yeah?
Leave your email address with the Turk.
Okay.
And then I'll email you.
Okay.
How's
Sounds
that?
Good. Sounds good. And more power to the Dems, more power to those people that think to the left, more power to those people that want to really get back America.
You got it, man. All right, Ron, hang on.
Talk to you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, I got him on hold. Can you get his email address? Okay, you can do that. Thank you. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Listen, I was going to talk about a couple things, but I got something really important here that's going to occur, and I hope you can announce this every week. Cause,
well, you're doing it now. Announce it.
I know, but, okay, the Progressive Democrats of Colorado, this Saturday, or let's say this Sunday, from 1 to 4, are going to have a woman called Dr. Dalia Wasfi, who spent her childhood in Saddam Hussein's Iraq. She went back in 2004 to see her family in Basra and Baghdad, went back again in 2006. This woman has got a ton of great information about what's going on in Iraq. So it's this Sunday at the Colorado State Democratic Party headquarters at 777 Santa Fe Drive.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 4.
Okay.
I mean, this really sounds like something worth going to.
It does sound like something worth going to.
Yeah, she's going to talk about things like status of health care in Iraq, the sanctions impacts, the human toll on the invasion, depleted uranium, post-traumatic stress disorder, blind patriotism, and the humanitarian crisis in Iraq. So it really sounds like something worth going to.
Yeah, it does. All right, man. I'm glad you called it to plug it. You got anything else on your agenda?
No. I was going to do a tongue-in-cheek thing about the immigration and the oil crisis, but, I don't think it's worth mentioning today.
Okay, well, then we look forward to talking to you another time, then.
All right, Jay.
Take care, Paul.
Yeah, you too.
All right, man. See ya. I've had my disagreements with him, but he's one of my favorite people. So 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock. One line.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Commerce City, no worries on the turnpike to and from Boulder and in and around Boulder. Looks pretty good right now. Weather forecast, partly sunny, but still a few thunderstorms around this afternoon. A high around 80, clearing out tonight, low 58. Warmer tomorrow, partly.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 949, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 83, partly sunny, thunderstorms. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600, and it's good to have you along this morning. Let's go to Sandy, who is in Thornton. Sandy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. I have a couple of comments. One, I heard a caller earlier say she didn't have kids and she didn't know why she should have to pay in taxes for other people's kids.
She was using that as an example of... She was replying to those who want to cut off state services to undocumented workers. She was saying that she pays taxes and you know, well, why should she have to pay taxes for services she doesn't use?
Okay, now I understand it. Even though I have heard people say that, meaning it, not realizing that they do use those services.
Right. Exactly.
Those kids are going to grow up and be our firemen, our policemen, possibly our doctors. We
yep.
want them educated.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
So that was one thing. And then the other thing, you've been talking about how big our tent should be. And what I'm concerned about is not the size of the tent, but that the people who are in the tent voting get those votes counted. And I'm really concerned about the situation in our country right now where we cannot trust that our votes are going to get counted. I don't know what we can do about that either. I don't know if there's a way we can appeal to the UN so that they oversee, which to me seems like the ultimate nightmare, something that I would never have imagined for this country, and yet that's something that I think we might need, is some way of finding out that those votes get counted.
Well, there's a ton of organizations that are out there that are involved in that, and they're all over the Internet. One of the great clearinghouse places to go is bradblog.com. He keeps a pretty good track on that. And there was a little article today in the paper, just a little teeny article, about how I believe it's Denver's new voting machines have arrived and that they've been certified and all of this kind of stuff, and they're going to be tested out during the primary. I worry about it just like you do, and I especially worry about it on a national level at places where there have been hijinks in the past, mm-hmm. such as Ohio
and Florida.
And, yeah, I worry about voter integrity, and, you know, I think that something needs to be done about it on a federal level.
Yes, I agree. But I don't think they're going to do anything until we make a lot of noise.
I don't think so either, and I certainly don't think they're going to do anything until Congress changes hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and hopefully that'll happen in November, but I don't see the Republicans ever doing it. I've said it on this show before. I'll say it again. They engage in voter suppression, particularly in minority areas,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? I mean, I can get all the calls from all the, you know, the neocons out there who want to yell and scream at me, and they can all do it, but you know what? I mean, it's going on out there. That's just all I can tell you, and there are plenty of articles out there to point out to the fact that they are, and that then that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Article that was in Rolling Stone that I talked about, there's supposed to be a whistleblower lawsuit from somebody who worked in one of the voting machine companies that's coming out of that article.
Awesome. Well, I do have one question for you that I didn't mention to Turk. Did you hear about the neo-Nazi story that was in the New York Times last week?
Yeah, I did. I saw that about them infiltrating the military.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Scares me.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. So where is our government on this issue? Because they didn't say a word. It's like, oh, well, ho-hum. We don't have to worry about this because we're white.
Well, you know, it seems to me that somebody who sits in the Armed Services Committee or somebody who oversees Veterans Affairs or somebody would raise their hand and ask a question about this.
Yeah,
I saw it, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is the last thing that we need.
Oh, of course.
And it scared me.
What a nightmare. We've got neo-Nazis over there killing brown people and training so they can come back and kill us all. Because, you know, they're not going to just stop with brown people. It's going to be gays. You know, it's going to be people who look at them funny. They're going to kill everybody.
Oh, I've had them go after me before.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear
last
that.
Time I lived here, as a matter of fact, over the Bruce Vanderjack killing.
Oh, God.
They went out, then were after Mary and I. And I loathe them. I just can't tell you how much I loathe them. And, that's one of my problems with the anti-immigration movement, too, is I'm not saying on the everyday people who feel that something should be done about immigration, and maybe I never made myself clear enough about this, But there is white supremacy money tied up in the anti-immigration movement, and Tom Tancredo has taken some of that money, and all people have to do is go to the Southern Poverty Law Center and look at it for yourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's not the thing that really disturbs me about it, too. As a person who is in customer service, I see a lot of people from different countries in our store, and a lot of these people are not from Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, they're from Eastern Europe as well.
That's right.
So it's really sick for the issue to sound like it all has to do with people coming in from Mexico or it all being Mexican people, because that's ridiculous. When we were fighting in Eastern Europe, there were a lot of people who came over from Eastern Europe to get out of the horrible situation that they were in. When the wall came down, there were people coming here because, thank goodness, they could get out of the Soviet Union. You know, so to make it sound like all of our problems, and you know this, but to make it sound like all of our problems are dependent on a certain race, and then to have the government just sit back and not say a word, you know, that really disturbed me. Condoleezza Rice, where are you?
Yeah,
at least
it does.
You should say something.
Yeah, it does. It disturbs me, too. Sandy, thank you. Great call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll talk to you later. She's got a point about that. Nobody in the government spoke up, and somebody should have. Let's go to Sean in Thornton. Sean, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
As far as I'm concerned, Lieberman needs to step down. If he loses, he needs to take it and support whoever. If Lamont gets it, great.
So running as an independent, you don't think is the right thing for him to do?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And when I look at, you know, the bashing McCain took and turned around and supported Bush, I couldn't believe it. You know, I wouldn't have done it. I got to give him props there. But
what, props for wanting the presidency so bad that he has no morals?
Oh, for actually, you know, supporting a guy that trashed him that bad. It wouldn't have been me, I guess, you know.
Well, the thing is he didn't have to support him, but he could have just remained quiet But, you know, he's got an agenda. He's in line for that presidency. I mean, nobody's saying that Lieberman has to support Ned Lamont, but what he has to do is, if he loses the primary, he should step aside, not run as an independent.
That's exactly what I think. You know, we've got enough divisions the way it is. And if you look at the issues that we've got, I mean, you brought up some excellent points. The war and the Supreme Court, those are two things that affect every single American.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And, you know, two examples of that are Korea, which we're still in, and Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, and a lot of other issues.
I mean, if you talk war and the Supreme Court, these are things that are still going on that were, you know, 40 years ago, and we're still arguing about it. So that 20% or 15%, if you get 85 but you lose 15, that 15 may be worth more than the rest of it put together.
Well, you read that New York Times column yesterday by Adam Combe about John Roberts' judicial activism, and you know, it's only the swing vote of Anthony Kennedy that's keeping the court on a middle course, and you know, I don't think the guy should have been on the Supreme Court. I really don't. Sean, I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Take care.
All right, you too.
All right, that's it for this Monday morning. Thank you so much. Al Franken is coming up next, and we'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m., and I expect you to forget Morning Edition on NPR and everything else, and get up at 6 a.m., set your alarm, and join us, and we can all get together at 5 minutes after or 6 or 10 minutes after 6 and commiserate about what it's like to get up before the rest of the world. Anyway, see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. You deserve it.
Get the good stuff. Want to know the two secrets to extending the life of your vehicle? Get your oil changed every 3,000 miles and only use high-quality oil filters, like the Napa Gold Oil Filter. It traps 45% more dirt than the leading brands. And now, when you buy two Napa Gold Oil Filters at your local Napa Auto Parts store, you'll get a Napa Filters 40th Anniversary hat free. It's only at participating Napa stores and only good while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria. That overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you. Thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub.